breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. President Trump will host Ukrainian President Zelensky today at the White House, follows yesterday's phone call with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
The U.S. president has shown increasing irritation of late with Mr. Putin, toying with the idea of allowing Ukraine to have U.S.-made Tomahawk missiles, which could strike deep into Russia. The Kremlin said Mr. Putin warned Mr. Trump on the call that such a move would harm U.S.-Russia ties, but it is still likely to be a key request of the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky when he visits the White House on Friday, 8 months after Mr. Trump re-established relations with Moscow, demanding an immediate ceasefire, which the Kremlin has rejected.
The BBC's Tom Bateman. He was President Trump's national security advisor in Mr. Trump's first term. Then he became one of the president's most strident critics. And now, John Bolton has been indicted for allegedly mishandling classified information. To say that Mr. Trump doesn't hold Bolton in very high regard, it could be the understatement of the week.
I think he's, you know, a bad person. I think he's a bad guy. Yeah, he's a bad guy. It's too bad, but it's the way it goes. That's the way it goes, right?
Bolton claims he's the victim of the weaponization of the Department of Justice. Their lives upended by a devastating typhoon, hundreds of Alaskan villagers have been evacuated by air to Anchorage. Villages on the state's southwest coast were inundated last weekend. Dozens of homes swept away, some with people still inside. One person died, two others still missing. A flare-up in U.S.-China trade tensions are sending Wall Street into a tizzy this morning. Stock futures are deep in the red, ahead of today's opening bell. The Dow futures down 359 points, or loss of almost 1%. NASDAQ futures off 314. The S&P futures down 71 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's an early delay on the Capitol Beltway at the American Legion Bridge as you're crossing into Northern Virginia. There was construction there from overnight, and then just in the last couple of minutes, it looks like there may have been a wreck in that area that was in the left-hand lane, and now it looks like they're in the process of moving over to the right side. So very quickly, from River Road coming down from I-270 towards Northern Virginia, there's a backup there. We'll keep an eye on that and let you know. Both the tunnels are clear with a good start. Beltway looks good locally along 695. And we made a quick check through Annapolis. No delays, no problems from the Bay Bridge across towards Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and then we're clear over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off chilly for your Friday morning. Frost advisories for Carroll County and temps in the 30s and 40s. Heading into the afternoon, more sunshine, temps a little bit warmer, and warming up nicely for the weekend with rain returning Sunday night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 42 in Bowley's Quarters and 38 in Randallstown. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore residents had a chance to voice their opinions and ask questions about youth crime during a juvenile justice summit in the city Thursday night. Betsy Fox Tolentino, Maryland's acting secretary of the Department of Juvenile Services, took part in the event, along with Baltimore State's Attorney Ivan Bates, Councilman Mark Conway, and leaders from the Baltimore Police Department. City residents spoke about their concerns regarding repeat juvenile offenders, the tracking of electronic and GPS monitoring, and youth diversion programs. Governor Wes Moore will be campaigning for a fellow Democrat's bid for governor in New Jersey this weekend. Moore posted a message on X saying he's looking forward to joining Mikey Sherrill, the Newark mayor, and the New Jersey General Assembly candidate on Sunday to get out the vote. Governor Moore's office tells a local newspaper he's thrilled to campaign for a fellow veteran. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 651, the pick four, 8345. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the battle of 40-year-olds last night in Cincinnati. Flacco is the winner.
Snap good, hold good, kick good.
Al Michaels with a simple call on Prime. Evan McPherson's 36-yard field goal with 7 seconds to play gives the Bengals a 33-31 win over the Steelers, much to the chagrin, I am sure, of Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin. Cincinnati's record not much this year, but they're 2-0 in the division. Here's their head coach, Zach Taylor, on the performance of their 40-year-old quarterback.
Just thought his performance was outstanding, very, very calm, collected. Led us in a 2-minute drive to go win the game with a huge go ball to T. Gave those guys a chance to go make some plays. Impressive his performance.
Baseball playoffs last night continued in the NLCS. The Dodgers now with a commanding 3-0 lead after their 3-1 win over the Brewers. But the Blue Jays pulled even with the Mariners, 8-2 the final in Seattle. Another 40-year-old, Max Scherzer, with a vintage performance, 5 2/3 of two-run ball. Coming up in 30 minutes, what's the plan, Phil? And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Good morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland is a Friday, October 17, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program here this morning, questions continue to surface about safe streets and their lack of transparency. We'll hear from Ivan Bates on that. Also, the Maryland candidates weighing in on the energy crisis, including Ed Hale. We'll hear from him coming up at the bottom of the hour. But we lead off today with the federales are warning. They're concerned about the possibility of Antifa infiltration at the No Kings 2 protests, rallies, whatever you want to call them, which are scheduled for tomorrow across this nation. Here in Maryland, they are scheduled to be planned in Baltimore, Columbia,
College Park and the Washington, D.C. suburbs as well. And you go on the No Kings website, they basically, again, they're saying pushing for, they're committed. The No Kings movement is committed to nonviolent action, calling on citizens to reject authoritarianism and restore democratic norms. Shouldn't they be marching in New York where Mom Donnie, the commie, or Chicago's Mayor Brandon Johnson, if you want to get rid of authoritarianism, that is where it is rearing its ugly head. But again, remember where the president just recently has classified Antifa, which stands for anti-fascist, and was born out of the 1930s Germany. They, of course, he says they're now a domestic terrorist organization.
Radicals associated with the domestic terror group Antifa that you've heard a lot about lately, and I've heard a lot about them for 10 years. And other far-left extremists have been carrying out a campaign of violence against ICE agents and other officials charged with enforcing federal law.
So the feds are kind of worried that Antifa is going to use this opportunity because they are expecting millions across the country. And last time they did the No Kings rally was back in June. It was on Flag Day. And in Los Angeles, it turned violent. 38 arrests in connection with the No Kings protest in June. Charges range from vandalism to assault on the police. Of course, no direct link to the No Kings leadership, but that's how Antifa, BLM, and these other little, Anarchy Society or whatever they're calling themselves these days, they kind of slip in and amongst the crowd, much like they did during J6, I might add. But the Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, was asked by Fox 45 if he was concerned about the No Kings protests coming up for tomorrow.
So I'm all about free speech. I'm all about protests. It's the great American way. I am concerned about who is funding this, who's paying for it, who's organizing it. I am concerned about Antifa infiltrating and participating in the protests. And when you talk about the temperature, again, this is I believe would have been Charlie Kirk's 32nd birthday. And again, he was shot.
Yeah. And so that,
in America, we don't do that. In a democracy, you debate, you argue, but you don't pick up sticks and rocks and guns and kill each other. We're seeing more political violence on the rise.
Yeah, a little glitch in the audio there, but again, we get the gist of it. Radical, violent leftism is on the rise, and we have another example of it coming up a little bit later on the show from a Muslim Senate candidate, a Democrat out in Michigan. So we'll wait to play that for you. But Duffy really says that, there's no need to have a King's protest because we had an election and Trump won.
Donald Trump won all seven of the toss-up states. He got a majority of the popular vote. This is democracy in action. And if you don't like it, come back in the next election and try to win. But stop with the heightened language, because people are taking that to heart and they're picking up guns and they're doing really nasty, destructive things. And so I think that's going to play out this weekend with the No Kings protest. Again, we don't have a king. We had an election. And Donald Trump crushed the election. He won. So enough with your mischaracterization of who we are as a country and how Donald Trump actually came to power.
Yeah, coming up, I'll tell you why they're getting increasingly more violent, more desperate, because they can see the writing on the wall, and it does not bode well for Democrats in the midterm elections or in the near future. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, he is back, thermos in hand. It's old Thermos Johnson. Good morning, Thermos.
Yeah, the story just keeps bringing itself up, doesn't it, so to speak?
Yes, it does. It's a good one.
It's not, yeah. I every time I think about it, I think, no. The outer loop at the American Legion Bridge leaving Montgomery County going into Northern Virginia, moving again. There was construction there, and it looks like they may have been clearing the construction from the bridge, so they stopped traffic temporarily. They moved everything over to the right, and now we're still backed up a little bit, but we're beginning to move towards the southbound side at that point
of the Capitol Beltway across the Potomac, but anybody south of River Road and down from I-270, you'll have a delay there. We'll have to keep an eye on it. Keep stopping as you're moving across the bridge towards the Georgetown Pike on the opposite side. So we'll keep an eye on it, but right now it's taking an extra 15 to 20 minutes through there. JFX early, no problems at all. We're good through Annapolis right now. We've been running okay at both the harbor tunnels. Normally on a Friday, it's a little bit lighter and not too bad, so no issues there on 95 or 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, chilly start, frost advisory in Carroll County, sunny today, high in the 60s. Saturday is going to be a little bit warmer, rain showers possible Sunday night. Right now, clear, 45 in Annapolis, 40 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. After yesterday's vote to reopen, the government failed again. The Senate is now 0 for 10. In government shutdown votes, leading many to call them the New York Jets of government.
Oh, burn!
Yeah. Millions of Americans expected to attend Saturday's No Kings protest. The only thing that we have close to royalty in this country are Burger King and Dairy Queen. Outside of that, get
a
these...
A lovely couple.
Get the kings out of here. What about the children look like?
No!
President planning to construct a massive marble arch in Washington, D.C. to commemorate America's 250th birthday. They're calling it the Arc de Trump.
Whoa.
That'd be pretty nice there.
I'll take it.
Got the redid the, remember, you can put the new flags up, the giant flags at the White House, mm-hmm. and now we've got the Rose Garden, and now the ballroom is being completely redone. He's really kind of, you know, glitzing up the place. Smucker's is suing Trader Joe's, claiming the grocery chain is infringing on the trademark for their Uncrustables sandwiches by selling a version of their own with similar packaging. Look, if crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are trademarked, then I know a lot of American families that are going to get sued are going to be in trouble.
You know? Absolutely.
I didn't mind the crust, but my brothers hated it. I mean, so
I hated it.
Yeah, you know, my mother had to cut off the crust of the.
No, I ate it all.
Yeah, you ate it all. Of course, you would.
Not the jar.
Yeah.
I had some people that wanted the crust. I used to do a two-for-one.
They kind of
second grade, make a little deal, you know?
When they ate the jar, they kind of led to the thermos legend.
Oh, ow.
Damn near killed him.
Yep. Reginald Kiss legend Ace Frehley passed away yesterday at the age of 74. '78 solo album song, New York Groove. Remember Rock and Roll All Night from the Kiss Live album. He had suffered a fall a couple of weeks ago, was on life support.
His head,
oh, my goodness.
And his family made the difficult decision to pull the plug last night.
Right.
Hmm.
So, again, R.I.P. Spaceman. Wow. I just, he's really Kiss. Were you a Kiss fan, Maggie?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
I saw them at the Civic Center.
You saw everybody at the Civic Center.
Yeah.
Were you in the Mimi DiPietro suite or what?
and the first thing I thought was, you know, I said I saw the Beatles in 1964.
Right.
And their little audio Vox speakers, these guys came out. They must have had 50 speakers on the stage.
Oh, Kiss.
Yes,
yeah,
Kiss.
They had the stacks. They had the big Marshalls and everything. Yeah.
And I mean, it was a great show.
It was all about playing loud, of course, in the 70s.
And makeup. Everybody was wearing makeup in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
David Bowie.
Including Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
He was wearing pancake makeup. He ate it when it wore off.
That's nice. You're rolling now, aren't you, Mr. Casey?
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Tell Maggie when you get off. I call you Mr. Casey.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
When he's angry with me or irritated or annoyed, he calls me Mr.
That's
Casey.
That's every day. Every minute.
It is. It is. Absolutely.
I'm annoyed for we even come on.
I hear that all the time.
You're born annoyed.
Thank you. My mother said.
Right.
Plus, she slapped me and the doctor both slapped me.
That's right. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It's coming up on 6:19, 19 minutes after the hour. So, again, we hope and pray that there is no violence at these. Look, I'm all for you. You want to go out in the streets, you aging hippies and you bunch of lefties out there. But the problem is they really are desperate now because they think and they know. They can see the writing on the wall. I think Trump is going to keep both houses next year in the House. And especially if this Voting Rights Act decision comes down from the Supreme Court. where they kind of either curtail it or they toss the whole thing out as being unconstitutional. That looks like the Republicans could pick up as much as anywhere between 20 to 30 seats in the House. So they'll retain the Senate as well. So they know that they're not going to get the midterms in 26, and there's a good chance that they aren't going to get it. Who's their candidate in 28? Which Democrat would you say right now is capable of beating whether it's J.D. Vance or Marco Rubio or an Eric Trump or somebody like Donald Trump Jr. or somebody else like that? Right now, the Democrats Kamala Harris is running around giving interviews and making a fool of herself again.
Oh.
Word salad after word salad. So they are desperate.
How old is her daughter? That's what scares me. Yeah. She coming out?
They realize the only thing that they have left is to foment this kind of discord and push rebellion and insurrection. And there's a legal insurrection going on right now in our courts. And then we have this insurrection in the streets, the insurrection against federal law enforcement, like the ICE agents in Chicago and here in Maryland. We'll get to that a little bit later on. So I think that's what happens when the progressive Marxist movement runs out of options. They turn to the streets, and that is what's concerning the feds regarding this weekend. All right, 6:20, and you are listening to Casey and Company. Back with your calls and comments, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, right here on WCBM.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:22, 22 minutes after the hours for Secretary Duffy regarding who's funding Antifa. We just had Seamus Bruner on from the Government Accountability Institute just the other day, and it's these NGOs, these non-profit NGOs, these national government organizations that get these grants, these contracts, these monies. And they in turn launder tax dollars, and they fund. That's a lot of them were aiding and abetting the invasion of the United States with these illegal aliens coming in under the Biden regime. And now that's been shut down, thank God for President Trump. He has secured our border. But the problem is, we still have millions of illegal aliens that needed to be rounded up. So we're looking at, and I think we're going to see. I saw an interview yesterday with the Department of Homeland Security's Tricia McLaughlin saying they're ramping up for mass deportations, and nothing that we've seen so far is going to compare. So get ready, folks. Strap yourselves in, because it's going to get very interesting. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic is here, Chuck Whitaker.
Some brake lights, 895 south now around O'Donnell Street. That's the typical morning buildup now, with the beginning of that going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. 95 is still clear. Beltway looks good. Still running okay, even from Liberty Road down through I-70. It's punching up there just a bit from I-70 down into the ramps at Route 40 West. And the lanes are open very quiet on the JFX early from Ruxton Road downtown. Again, a reminder, if you're heading towards the Capitol Beltway, trying to get around into Northern Virginia, it was a combination of an accident and some late lifting construction on the outer loop of the American Legion Bridge. And we still have delays that are going back beyond the ramps at River Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM.
Your 525 Weather Authority forecast. A chilly start with some frost advisory in Carroll County. I know when I got in the car this morning, it was 38. Sunny today, high in the 60s. And right now, 42 in Pasadena, 42 in Parkville. We're talking about the No Kings rally protest. I'm just curious if you know anybody that is going to plan on attending the No Kings rally somewhere here in Maryland, as we mentioned some of the locations. But the Trump DOJ made history this week. I don't know if you saw the story, but they announced terrorism charges against Antifa militants for the first time. These were the radical, violent leftists in Antifa that were involved with the attack on an ICE facility in Texas on Independence Day. And a number of individuals all have been charged with attempted murder. Two of them, Cameron Arnold, a.k.a. Autumn Hill, and Zachary Evitz, have now been accused of terrorism as well as the attempted murder charge. They've been hit the following charges: providing material support for terrorism, attempting to murder federal and assisting officers, and discharging firearms during attempted murders. These guys can be facing a long time in prison. Over 20-plus arrests under President Trump's new directives, making Antifa a domestic terrorist organization. So Antifa has been put on notice by the president. He has made it clear they're a left-wing terrorist organization. And if you or anybody that's marching in the No Kings rally tomorrow, if you feel that you have been infiltrated by Antifa, if you've been approached by Antifa, you better get out of Dodge, because you could go down the ship with the Antifa types. Speaking of the radical violent left, there is an individual running for Senate, for the United States Senate in Michigan. His name is Abdul El Sayed. Abdul El Sayed calling for Trump supporters to be choked out. Here's what he said earlier this week.
We need Democrats who have the courage to stand up to the power brokers in our own party, let alone Trump and his goons. We don't back down. We don't back down. We don't back down. With all due respect, if they go low, we don't go high. We take them to the mud and choke them out.
Yeah, so that's pretty much a call to take Trump supporters to the mud and choke them out. This is a jihadi candidate for U.S. Senate in Michigan calling for Trump supporters to be choked out during this campaign rally. Not only is he the Muslim Democrat candidate for U.S. Senate in Michigan campaigning for the jihadi vote in Michigan, but he's also promoting physical political violence against President Trump and his supporters. That was at the Kalamazoo Fight Oligarchy rally in Michigan back in August. So again, it's you wonder why we eventually get these clips, and you wonder why we don't hear from them sooner. It's because it takes a while for this stuff to surface and get out into the rest of the media. But Abdul El Sayed, he ran for governor of Michigan back in 2018, and he was torpedoed in his race then because he once signed a pledge in support of Mohammed Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood, which, by the way, is a Islamic terrorist organization.
Great.
So that's what we're dealing with here. And Chip Roy, the congressman of Texas, has basically put out a bill. He's thinking of putting it in that, again, if you are a believer in the Muslim Brotherhood or in any of the ISIS or fundamentalist Islam, then you're going to get deported, because that is, now again, we are a country that does welcome different faiths. But when your faith is directly in contradiction with the Constitution of the United States and the rights of all Americans, if you believe that you need to strike the necks of the infidels, like the Quran commands in some cases, then out you go. Chip Roy says that's a deportable offense. And that's going to be a very interesting debate, especially when you have people like Ilhan Omar, racist Rashida Tlaib in Michigan, and other radical Muslims that are currently in Congress. May might be the first to go. So I'll have to wait and see how that plays out. And call and let me know if you agree with Chip Roy or not. Is that a deportable offense? If you are, if you believe in Sharia law, not just if you're here as a Muslim and you believe in the first, you know, book of the Quran, which is the peaceful, loving, let's all get along, can we get along part of the Quran. But if you actually believe the second part of the Quran, the second books, which abrogate the first, which is talking about physical violence and Jews are apes and Christians are pigs, so on and so forth, then out you go, according to Chip Roy. Coming up right after the 6:30 news, we'll get into the Maryland gubernatorial candidates are weighing in on the energy crisis. Ed Hale had a press conference yesterday in Carroll County, so we'll get into that story and talk about how we resolve that that issue. Don't forget the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day right here, WCBM.com, and our Facebook and Rumble pages. And it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. You can check it out each and every day. Don't forget, you can if you miss parts of the show, you can always listen live at WCBM.com or through the WCBM mobile app or on demand whenever you want to listen to Casey and Company. It'll be available there for you shortly after 9 o'clock each morning. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. And once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore County Police have released the name of the man who died in a Dundalk traffic crash on Sunday night. Police say 40-year-old Nicholas Weber died after crossing the double yellow line in the 3700 block of North Point Road and crashing into a pickup truck. Weber was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The pickup driver suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the crash remains part of an ongoing investigation. Some road closures are now in place for this weekend's Baltimore Running Festival. The left lane of southbound Light Street from Pratt to Conway is closed, and beginning at 9 p.m., there will be a full closure of Pratt Street from Charles to Light that will remain in place until the festival ends late Saturday afternoon. On Saturday, there will be rolling road closures throughout Baltimore as more than 14,000 runners take to the city streets. The 26.2-mile marathon will kick off from Paca and Camden Streets starting at 8 a.m. There will also be a 5K, 10K, and half marathon on race day. The Maryland Comptroller's Office has launched a streamlined process that makes it easier for residents to collect their unclaimed property. Comptroller Brooke Learman says the Kelmar Abandoned Property System, known as CAPS, allows for the faster claim processing, more secure document handling, and a more efficient return of unclaimed funds. The $1.2 million CAPS online system allows Marylanders to submit claims online, upload documentation electronically, and track their claim status. Residents can search for unclaimed property at marylandcomptroller.gov/UCP. And Baltimore residents had a chance to voice their opinions and ask questions about youth crime during a juvenile justice summit in the city Thursday night. Betsy Fox Tolentino, Maryland's acting secretary of the Department of Juvenile Services, took part in the event. 6:32 on Casey and Company, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The transformation of America, first pronounced by Barack Hussein Obama, was prophesied long ago. Scripture tells us that a major geopolitical shift will take place as the free world succumbs to the global rule of the Antichrist. The first domino to fall necessarily has to be the world's most powerful country on earth, the USA. America's demise will then signal a major global realignment. The U.S. dollar is currently the world's reserve currency, underpinned by the notion of U.S. military strength. With the progressives' globalist agenda and disdain for national sovereignty, it may only be a matter of time before our allies and enemies alike relegate us to second-class status, while also removing the dollar's reserve currency status. Our deficit spending and $37 trillion debt will stagger our economy, resulting in a reset of our standard of living. It will no longer be an America anyone recognizes. As Christians, we know the earth is not our home, but as citizens of heaven, we also know that we've been called to warn others of the coming judgment. This has been a moment of truth.
At 6:33 on Casey and Company, here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Delays on the Capitol Beltway, still there. We had overnight construction at the American Legion Bridge at the Potomac, and then there was a wreck in that area that's now on the shoulder on the Virginia side, but we're still backed up 270 River Road, Bradley Boulevard, and down to the bridge itself. So if you're traveling into Northern Virginia from the Capitol Beltway, that's the reason for the brake lights in the area. At least some slowing now at the Old Harbor Tunnel and some heavier traffic on 95, but only at the top of the hill at Keith Avenue and O'Donnell Street and eventually going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
For the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off chilly for your Friday morning. Frost advisories for Carroll County and temps in the 30s and 40s. Heading into the afternoon, more sunshine, temps a little bit warmer, and warming up nicely for the weekend with rain returning Sunday night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ironically, the week for the Ravens this week actually may be the most important week of the year. Decisions need to be made by the brain trust, and players need to get healthy to get back on the field. Not the least of which, according to head coach John Harbaugh, is left tackle Ronnie Stanley.
It's probably true for most teams. You know, offensive linemen, you know, they're important. And if you don't have your best guys out there, that's challenging, especially at left tackle.
Stanley's ankle cropped back up again against the Rams, limiting him to about a quarter and a half. Meanwhile, last night in the NFL, we'll call it, what, the Geritol Bowl? I don't know. Do they even make that anymore? Well, whatever you want to call it, Joe Flacco can still play it.
Quick throw. Higgins inside the 10. Higgins in the end zone. And a Cincinnati lead.
Al Michaels had the call. That pass is what they call a seed in the NFL. Squoze it right in there. A pair of defenders and T. Higgins did the rest. One of the three for Joe Cool last night, and the Bengals squeezed the Steelers in Cincinnati. 33-31 was the final. Now, after the game, it was Bengals all-pro receiver Ja'Marr Chase talking about his quarterback.
Honestly, good having him here for us. You know what I'm saying? Organization made a big jump on him. We believed in him. We got him, so he came in doing his thing and showing off for us.
We all know that there's no crying in baseball, and there are certainly no guarantees either, but a 3-0 deficit in the best of seven postseason series is about as close as you can get.
Got him! Ball game! The Dodgers win it! Sasaki closes the door!
Brian Anderson had the call on TNT. That Dodger pitching, 2 runs allowed in 3 games. 3-1 was the final last night as the Dodgers take care of Milwaukee. Just one of 41 teams have fallen in the 3-0 hole and have climbed out to win the series. The ALCS last night, meanwhile, another win for the Geritol crowd.
41-year-old Max Scherzer, his 31st postseason game, the 500th of his career.
Joe Davis with the intro on FS1, and the 41-year-old delivered and made history. The right-hander goes 5 2/3, allows just 2 runs, as the Jays pull even with Seattle. 8-2 was the final, and in the process, the 3-time Cy Young winner ties an MLB record, becoming the 4th pitcher to pitch for 6 teams in the postseason. The time now is 6:37. When we return, wait till you hear what's happening at McDaniel College.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
By the way, it's the Ben Gay Bowl.
Is it the Ben Gay Bowl?
Absolutely.
Okay, I don't know if we could say that on TV.
Every fan gets a complimentary tube as they enter the as they enter the bowl.
Do they still make Geritol, by the way? Is that a product?
I don't know.
What was the product? What did it do?
A multivitamin or something.
I never took it, so I don't really know, but it had
my
something
mom
to do.
Took it.
Really? Was it like
did she?
Was it like cod liver oil?
Did your mom ever
pitch in the major leagues?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, no. Okay, yeah. Because, no. Scherzer. Yeah. That's a good one, Sean. Sean, can you believe this? Guys, listen, there's a 60-year-old.
I saw that.
How in the world?
He's got to be in incredible shape.
But even still, he's playing with 20-year-olds.
What position do we know?
Tom Green. Tom Green is defensive lineman. At McDaniel College in Westminster.
Yeah, so he doesn't have to move much.
No, but, he may not have to move much, but he has to move in a space
right, where
10 guys that weigh 300 pounds are pushing him around.
I don't know if they're 300-pounders in McDaniel.
250-pounders.
Okay, all right. So that might be more.
60-year-old Tom Green.
You can only do it at D3. I don't think you can ever do it at D1.
Still,
that's incredible.
That is amazing.
I can't wrap my head around it.
Or is this just a publicity stunt?
No, it's not a publicity stunt. I was reading the article. He never went to college. I don't think, maybe he didn't even graduate high school. He had to go work in the sawmills when he was 12 years old. It's a dream he's had forever. God bless him. I mean, if he can do it, do it. Yeah. But 60 years old playing football.
But is this a Rudy thing? I mean, he's going to get in for one play maybe at the end of the year.
I don't know, but you know what? I'm going to go cover it. I'm going to go watch the game.
Please do it.
And Sean, I'm taking you.
All right.
And Pat, I'm taking you too, Maggie.
Please.
We're all going. It's going to be a field trip.
All right. Sounds good.
We'll take the van.
Thanks. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour. 7 o'clock. A lot of people weighing in on what we talked about, the No Kings protest here just moments ago. We've got one texter says if Chipperoy's bill passes, most of Virginia would be deported, and that would be a fantastic outcome. I don't think most people understand how many foreign people work in important positions, such as public works in each of our jurisdictions. They have access to every bit of our infrastructure. And another texter saying, if the idiots want to know King's Day, then get out of the country, move to London, and see, because they do actually have a king in London and in Spain. All these other people that are participating worldwide in the No King's Day, they have kings in their countries, but their countries have been taken over already by a lot of foreign immigrants as well. All right. The energy crisis here in Maryland, and again, the NPRP, I think we're going to rename it now so there's no confusion. This is now the Northern Virginia Reliability Project. There was a farmer up in Carroll County that had suggested that. His name is Bale, I think. And I think we're going to take him up on his suggestion because it is going to benefit Marylanders in Baltimore County, Carroll County, and or in Frederick County. It is going to benefit the data centers, the huge data centers in Northern Virginia, because they really suck up all the energy. So we have generation plants closing. So we are reducing supply for Marylanders. We have to import 40% of our energy from Pennsylvania. And now demand is going up. And again, remember, it was Barack Hussein Obama that said under his plan, electricity prices would skyrocket. And that's exactly what they've done with the Green New Deal and climate change. And we're watching as these prices skyrocket. And it's all done to bring down capitalism. We all think about it in our individual homes. Yes, it's expensive. We all got to pay our bills. But the end game is to bring down capitalism and make us all a bunch of folks that have these little solar panels and windmills in our own yards to power our power needs. So yesterday, Republican candidate for Governor Ed Hale held a press conference. He obviously wants to make sure coal-fired power plants keep operating. But then he said the end word.
Nuclear is the other thing that should be on the front burner with everybody right now, that we should start that now. I believe that number one is a good investment.
Yeah, and he and a few other Republicans, but Ed is absolutely right. We have to look at nuclear. We've got it because it's clean, it's efficient, it's very good at generating power, and it's safe. And just like we have clean burning coal now as well. And he was asked, how are you going to be able to get these power plants back up online and build these nuclear plants? And he's still formulating his plan.
Well, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it now. I have no power. I'm not elected, but I can tell you that I'm paying attention to it, and I'm a get it done type person, and I'm looking at it.
Yeah. So he's looking at it, and again, I just think my suggestion, look, we know coal fire, we know nuclear, but get that plan out as soon as possible because, you're going to need it to differentiate yourself from people like Governor Tax Moore.
We understand how important it is to make sure that we're increasing a variety of different options. It's the reason that we are so encouraging to say that solar and wind and nuclear options have got to be on the table.
They did mention nuclear at the very end. So, but again, solar and wind, we're not going to be able to cut it with solar and wind and a hydroelectric. The only way we can meet the needs of Maryland is with clean burning coal and nuclear. And if you want to, do the solar panels and stuff, that's up to you. That's an individual choice. But we're not going to be able to power the state with it. Steve Hershey, who's contemplating a run for governor, he had a few ideas.
We need to take a harder look at nuclear power. We also need to take a look at gas-generated electricity. We need to go back to the areas that we have the natural resources and able to produce energy. Western Maryland has a ban on fracking. We need to change that.
Yeah, we do need to change that. Also, again, we've got tons of LNG, liquid natural gas, in our country, and that should be utilized as well, because, you know, we're going to be way behind China and some of these other countries. They don't care about the environment. They don't care what they use. And here we're handcuffing ourselves, and it's going to cost us a fortune. So that's how it went down in Carroll County yesterday. We'll hear more from Ed Hale in just a second. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Both the tunnels still running just fine, 95 and 895. Looking at you live here at 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All four lanes are open. There's only a brief delay on 895, and that's as you're coming south of O'Donnell Street. But I can see the traffic going into the tunnel on 895, and the pace is actually pretty good right now. Beltway, for the most part, still clear. Hartford Road, the inner loop at Green Spring, and even the west side, not bad right now from 795 going south. But just made another quick swing through Annapolis. Everything is good there from the Bay Bridge, moving primarily westbound, of course, in the morning over towards Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and I-97. Capitol Beltway still slow in Montgomery County, leaving Montgomery County to the American Legion Bridge from earlier problems just on the other side of the Potomac in the area of the George Washington Parkway. There was an incident there on the right shoulder. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 5 Weather Authority forecast: a chilly start today. There was a frost advisory overnight in Carroll County, but sunny today, back into the 60s. Going to be a little warmer tomorrow, in the low 70s. Rain showers possible again Sunday evening. And right now, clear 41 in Severn, 42 in Middle River. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bada
Johnson.
Red Eyes!
Oh, Charles Lester Consulting with his Halloween, red eyes. Oh, that's a classic. Hey, did you know it's National Pasta Day?
I love pasta. It's my favorite thing to eat. Any way you serve it to me, I will think that it's a treat. Boil the water, cook it in a pot, and sauce it in a pan. Then dump it out onto my plate, and I'll eat all I can. Fettuccine, spaghetti, mandacotti, ravioli, tortellini, cannelloni, rigatoni, bucatini, baked lasagna, and baked ziti, pasta penne and linguine, farfalle, fusilli, macaroni, and cheese.
And what's your favorite pasta, Maggie?
Angel hair.
Angel hair. You like that with everything?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because it's amazing. Only Italians can make like 50, 60 different versions of pasta.
Mm-hmm.
They all taste the same, but it's what you put on them, in them, etc. Mine's manicotti. My mother used to make an incredible stuffed manicotti with incredible sauce. Chuck, do you have a favorite pasta?
No, lasagna.
Lasagna. Do you like the meat lasagna?
I do.
Or the spinach lasagna?
And then you heard that story about the female in Italy that did favors for spaghetti.
Yes.
And she was a prostitute.
I knew it was coming, folks. That's the only reason why we honor Pasta Day, so he can deliver that line each and every year.
Try to get that out when, you know, like the Preakness and things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. You know. Some people are actually religious about eating pasta. They're called Pastafarians.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so.
Oh, man.
Krispy Kreme's 2025 Halloween donuts have arrived. You got the candy bag donut. Original glaze topped with chocolate-flavored buttercream. Wow.
Oh, my.
That's good.
Cookies and Scream House Donut. That's a shell donut filled with cookies and cream filling. The Jack-O-Lantern Donut. Another shell donut with orange buttercream flavored icing. I would think that would be pumpkin, but no. The Spooky Sprinkle Donut. In case you're in the mood for a spooky sprinkle, Maggie.
I'm good with
original,
that one.
Original glazed donut top with green icing and Halloween sprinkles. All again. They'll be giving out free original glazed or classic ring donuts for costume visitors at participating Krispy Kreme starting Saturday, October 25th. And again, on Halloween. No purchase necessary. So you can get a free donut.
I'll dress up.
You know,
Krispy Kreme. Right. You put a trash bag on yourself and goes in the costume.
Yeah, exactly.
It's woman from Glad. Woman from Glad. Do they have Krispy Kreme in Florida?
Do they?
I don't know. Do they, Chuck?
I don't know.
You don't know.
He doesn't know. Well, then
he's listening to the monitors.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
He's
being a good traffic.
I always could tell.
Picking up the fire department there. Sorry.
Right.
I'm doing my job at the same time.
Exactly. Only you can do that. Cheez-It flavored taco shells are now a thing. Made by Ortega. They pick them up in your supermarket shelves. Taco Bell's new Flamin' Hot Grilled Cheese Burrito, their spiciest move yet. So you can get that at participating Taco Bells at $5.49 a la carte or part of the $9 Discovery Lux Cravings box.
Discovery Lux.
The Discovery Lux Cravings box. How about that? All right. I want to play something for you. I think you guys like this. So Ed Hale was up at Carroll County yesterday. He was holding a press conference. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about the energy crisis and how to resolve it. And he said this one little phrase, and we pulled it out of the interview. And I want to get your thoughts on it. Here's what he said.
Help is on the way.
Help is on the way. Should that be his slogan?
Yep.
Should he have bumper stickers?
Yep.
That made up it. Help is on the way.
I mean, it's clear. It's concise. Help is on the way.
Yeah. Kristen, what do you think? I know you were there yesterday at the press conference.
Yeah, I wish they had played a little bit more. I think his answer was a little bit longer, but they just asked him, what is his message to Marylanders? And I think that's absolutely what we need, not just in energy, but in everything. And as a Carroll Countyan, I do appreciate him coming all the way up, because most of Baltimore's political and media elite acts like it's a two-day journey by covered wagon where you have to pack a picnic board to come up to Carroll
exactly.
County. So I appreciate him coming up and speaking with property owners. And
well, it's good. You dropped the covered wagon years ago, so thank goodness.
It's still on our flag, though.
There's one parked out back.
But you still have to cross the river at 140, and sometimes the water's up a little high.
Help is on the way. If you're listening, Ed, it's a great slogan.
Here's the deal. Think about this. Help.
Yeah. Help.
Hey. Help is on the way.
A little play on words is on the way.
Right. We're talking about Marylanders who voted for Wes Moore, so that might be a little over their head, but you never know.
I understand.
It's confusing.
But,
exactly.
I'm just thinking when I can.
Yes. And when, you know, sometimes it bears fruit. Oftentimes it doesn't, but it's.
But I'm getting a cranium nod right now.
It's the law of averages. All right. Ed Hale says, help is on the way. What do you think of that as a campaign slogan? All right. Thanks, Chuck. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Coming up next, questions now continue to resurface about transparency of the Safe Streets program in Baltimore.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. You believe everyone deserves a second chance. Sharp Dressed Man does too. Sharp Dressed Man supports individuals returning to our community with the clothing they need to re-enter the workforce with dignity. November 22nd, our 2025 Holiday Gala brings together hearts and hands to uplift neighbors who need support. Join us in celebrating transformation, rebuilding lives, and restoring hope. Visit sharpdressedman.org to learn more. Sharp Dressed Man, putting dignity back into the journey. Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Sean, could I add one more thing before Chuck comes back about Ed Hale's event yesterday?
Yeah.
You know, you made a great point about talking about how the Public Service Commission is supposed to be the Public Service Commission. They're supposed to be serving the public, not the politicians, not the energy companies, not Westmore. And, you know, I had my aunt attended the press yesterday, who's a former longtime Carroll County commissioner. She spent a lot of her time trying to get a lot of the land in Carroll County in farm preservation to make sure it wasn't built over. She knew the farmer whose property we were at yesterday. But somehow, and I asked her, I said, so is that supposed to allow, are the power lines different? Is that, you know, as far as building on it? She said, no, they're not supposed to be allowed. So a lot of this property is in farm preservation, and they're breaking another rule, which I really wasn't aware of. Maybe some others were. So, again, how is that getting through? Yep. I don't know.
Yeah, because you have nobody really representing the interests of the farmers and the property and landowners. That's the problem, and they should be filing a mass class action suit against folks that that do this. But, you know,
when the left gets away with it, if we were trying to build something, yeah, they can hold stuff up for years. So I don't know why we can't.
The dastardly deed was Kelo versus New London. That was where they took private property and put it for private use. Usually, eminent domain is only private property for public use. That let the cat out of the bag. 6:53, traffic, weather on the threes, and here is the genie out of the bottle, the magic man, as he's known in some circles, Chuck Whitaker.
There's the cork.
And there's the wand.
Yes. Stop it. The outer loop is a little busy now, crossing at Route 40, but with the lanes open on the west side. Still a good pace there, and even back at Liberty Road, it's not bad. The inner loop at Green Spring, the Parkville side at Hartford Road, everybody's doing just fine. JFX in the clear from Ruxton Road downtown. There's a new minor wreck in the city, but it's a busy intersection. Liberty Heights Avenue at Druid Park Drive up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a chilly start to the day. There was a frost advisory in Carroll County because, you know, it really is way up there. Sunny today and highs in the 60s. Somebody wants to know who would be better at cow tipping, Kristen from Hampstead or Kim from Macaqueek. I think Kristen, because Hampstead's more farming area than Accokeek is. I don't think there's a lot of farms in Accokeek. It's Prince George's County. But we'll have to wait and see. We'll get Kim's thought on that a little bit later on this morning. Right now, clear 45 in Arnold. It is 42 in Glen Burnie. And Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates is calling for more transparency surrounding Safe Streets program and pushing back on the recent comments made by Mayor Brandon Scott about those who dare to question his Safe Streets, which has been run through Monzi, the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement. Now, taxpayer dollars are used to fund all of this, but because they don't work for the city, these violence interrupters, they're basically supervised by LifeBridge Health and Catholic Charities. They keep their identities secret. So a lot of these, I don't know the exact number, but some of them, of course, have been charged with crimes and federal crimes, state crimes, etc. And there have been some safe streets locations that have been outed and busted as the ground zero for gangs. They've stored weapons and ammunition in some of these locations. And the Bates says we need more transparency, especially when it comes to the violence interrupters.
It's almost as if people are in the criminal justice system are using safe streets to get out of jail free card. There would be no criticism if there was transparency and we knew what was happening.
Yeah, well, I don't know if there'd be no criticism, but there'd probably be a lot less. It would be one less criticism. But the thing is, Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 had did a report last night, and she found that some of these individuals, well, individuals in general that are going into court, they're being charged with crimes, they're claiming they're part of the Safe Streets program, that they volunteer for this, and they're trying to get judges and juries to believe them. Well, they're actually violence interrupters, are actually out there trying to reduce violence, and since we don't have any record of who these people are, it's impossible to verify what they're claiming in court is true. And Mackenzie asked Bates about that.
One thing that is very problematic is if Steph Marone is going to say these aren't Safe Street workers, now you've now, unfortunately, I don't think she understands, she's opened Pandora's box for us.
Are you going to open an investigation into what we're apparently seeing and hearing in the courts?
I would tell you this. If we believe, and based on the information that we now have from Ms. Moronis, who now, thank you, she's put herself as a potential witness, and we have a duty and obligation to look into those if individuals are perpetrating frauds on the court.
But if these Safe Street workers are being paid with city tax dollars, then there is a duty, a responsibility on the part of Brandon Scott to identify these violence interrupters.
You could deal with this very easily if Safe Streets just gave the names and the information of who the Safe Streets workers were. And then we wouldn't have these problems or issues.
of America. Scott says, no, you can't do that because it's racist. In an interview with the Afro-Mayor, Scott pushing back on Bates' concerns, saying the data's been proven time and time again. Anybody that is saying otherwise is just being disrespectful and perpetuating racist-based tropes, Bates responded.
Questioning what's going on with Safe Streets is not racist. It's just saying be transparent. All we're saying is just show us the data. Matter of fact, just give us a list.
Yeah, here's what you do, Mayor. Just like you were with a $163,000 tricked out SUV, just, you know, be transparent with the idea of the Safe Streets employees, and everyone will be happy. 659, Vinny Steele is your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, and Vinny has got all sorts of programs to help sell your home on a timely basis for the asking price that you want in the time frame that you want. And he also has other programs like the Trade Your Home In program, like you trade a car, you can trade your home. He's got all the details, so you just call Vinny for those. There's the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program where you can sell it and stay there for up to 12 months because sometimes timing is of essence. And sometimes folks would like to sell their home knowing it's sold before they look for another home. So Vinny has all the details on that program as well as the Fixer Upper program where if your home needs some repair and you don't feel like laying out the dough up front or dealing with the hassle of it, Vinny will do that as well and deduct the price at settlement. So there you have it. Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515. It's 410-709-7515. Your home is guaranteed to sell once you sign on the dotted line. Coming up next, the Baltimore Banner poll is out. Maryland's dark mood, and when you hear what they've done with the governor against potential opponents in this new poll, it's 7 o'clock on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says he had a very productive phone call with Russian President Putin the other day. Mr. Trump and Putin spoke as the former works to negotiate an end to Russia's war in Ukraine. And the two leaders have agreed to meet at some point in Hungary. Later today, Mr. Trump will be hosting his Ukrainian counterpart at the White House.
At a White House meeting, Ukrainian President Zelensky is expected to request approval to obtain Tomahawk cruise missiles, which could allow Ukraine to strike targets deep into Russia. Last weekend, Donald Trump said he may give the go-ahead if Moscow doesn't end its war soon. He's eager to end the conflict after brokering the Gaza war ceasefire. Greg Clugston, Washington.
One-time Trump aide-turned-critic is in big trouble. He has been indicted.
John Bolton has been charged with mishandling classified documents. Now, Bolton is, of course, a former national security advisor from the first Trump administration. He's been a longtime adversary of the president since his departure from office. This investigation dates back years, but it burst into public view in August when the FBI raided his home in Bethesda, Maryland, and his office in Washington, D.C. in search of classified records. Bolton's legal team already indicated that many of the records that were found actually date back decades and reflect his longtime career in government service.
Correspondent Eric Tucker. Federal grand jury in Fort Worth has indicted two people in connection with an attack on an ICE detention center in Texas several months back. The two are allegedly Antifa members. President Trump has ordered Antifa to be classified as a domestic terrorist organization. Stock futures sharply lower this morning following a renewal of U.S.-China trade tensions. Dow futures down 322 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 318 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Well, we're back in Annapolis, and we're looking at you live here on 50 westbound right after Route 8 coming on to the Bay Bridge. All three lanes are open. Both lanes are open eastbound as well. But most of the traffic early in the morning is westbound, so right now we're clear from Oceanic Drive, and then going over to Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and then towards I-97, and even the early morning backup. Not quite there yet. I-97 is still running right on through the ramps with all the lanes open at Route 32. Heads up, Harford County, new minor wreck, but a busy intersection, Red Pump Road at Route 24, and a couple of wrecks in the city, Saratoga at Calhoun, that's over on the west side, and Liberty Heights Avenue at Druid Park Drive up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off chilly for your Friday morning. Frost advisories for Carroll County and temps in the 30s and 40s. Heading into the afternoon, more sunshine, temps a little bit warmer, and warming up nicely for the weekend with rain returning Sunday night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
43 degrees in Middle River and 39 in Pikesville. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland Governor Wes Moore will be campaigning for a fellow Democrat's bid for governor in New Jersey this weekend. Moore posted a message on X saying he's looking forward to joining Mikey Sherrill, the mayor of Newark, and a New Jersey General Assembly candidate on Sunday to get out the vote. Governor Moore's office tells a local newspaper he's thrilled to campaign for a fellow veteran. Sherrill is a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, and she flew helicopters while serving in the Navy. Governor Moore is a U.S. Army veteran. Baltimore County Police have released the name of the man who died in a Dundalk traffic crash on Sunday night. Police say 40-year-old Nicholas Weber died after crossing the double yellow line in the 3700 block of North Point Road and crashing into a pickup truck. Weber was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The pickup driver suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the crash remains part of an ongoing investigation. And some road closures are now in place for this weekend's Baltimore Running Festival. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 651. The pick 4 was 8345. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Now, the Ravens fans are hoping it's not a long winter in terms of football this year, and for it not to be, the team's red zone inefficiencies need to be solved. Black and Purple have gone from one of the league's best in that category a year ago to now one of the league's worst. Head coach John Harbaugh is flummoxed as well.
We've never struggled in those areas, and I don't really understand why we are. I mean, I do. I look at the plays, but you want to step back and say, why is this happening? We're just not getting the job done, you know. So if we want to be the kind of team that we have, if we want to have a chance, we got to get that fixed.
Meanwhile, the Bengals still have a chance. In fact, Joe Flacco may have saved their season last night.
Flacco lost one. Chase makes this catch.
touchdown.
Al Michaels with a call on prime, one of three on the night for Joe Cool, who threw for 342 yards and no picks. Cincy on a last-second field goal by Evan McPherson beats the Steelers 33-31, improved to 3-4 now on the season, and maybe more importantly, they're 2-0 in the division. ALCS last night and in the postseason in general, becoming a showcase for Vlad Guerrero.
Guerrero drives the ball the other way. Canzone's going back. He's at the wall. It's gone! Junior strikes again with his fifth home run of the postseason.
Brian Anderson had the call on TNT. Vladdy's shot helps the Jays square up with the Mariners at 2 apiece. 8-2 was the final last night. NLCS is all but over. 3-1 LA last night behind Tyler Glasnow and company. Dodgers looking to go back-to-back. They lead the Brewers now 3-0. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Terps go west in search of a win. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
And, of course, we have confirmation that there are Krispy Kreme locations in Florida from one of our listeners. So that's the most important question of the day. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And you're listening to Casey and Company, and we'd love to have you join us. By the way, Ed Hale's going to join us 1 hour from now. Get the latest on his energy and his campaign and energy solutions, I should say. Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the House at 8:37. But right now, interesting poll taken by the Baltimore Banner. I preface my remarks by telling you the Baltimore Banner is a left-wing publication. In fact, it's probably more left-wing now than the Baltimore Sun is. I know that there was probably a day you never would have thought that happened, but it has happened because a lot of Sun employees are now working over at the Banner, and of course they didn't like when David Smith of Sinclair bought the Sun paper. But that being said, they've run a couple of interesting polls, but I think this is... this is the Banner trying to egg Lockdown Larry into the race. Because they run a poll on Governor Moore's potential opponents. 900 registered voters. 45% said they would vote for Moore. 37% said they would vote for Lockdown Larry. 14% undecided. So it's an 8-point lead. Now, a guy got killed by Angela Alsobrooks. Okay, in the last election cycle. He hasn't even announced he is running. He's being coy about whether or not, remember, he's going to fire up the campaign bus and all that nonsense again, like we were all going to, oh, please, Larry, please, run again. But both of them are under 50 points, which is, I think, it's significant. When you're both under 50 points this early in the race, I think it's interesting. And the early stages of this hypothetical, and that's exactly what it is, hypothetical. But if you're at 37%, you need, I mean, that's not good for somebody with his name recognition in the state of Maryland. Now, they try to blame it on Trump, obviously. Trump's dragging down the Larry Hogan brand. it never seemed to bother him in his reelection, did it? Anyway. And then they decide they're going to take Hogan out of the mix. And instead of matching him up against Ed Hale or John Myrick or whoever, whoever you think the next, Ed Hale obviously has got the most name recognition out of all the remaining Republican candidates. They leave Ed Hale out of it and they have an unnamed Republican gubernatorial candidate. Moore's support is largely unchanged. He goes up to 47%, but that's just a little bit of a blip. But the support for the Republican falls from 37 to 29%, and the undecided goes up to 21%. Well, of course it's going to drop because whenever you don't have a name named candidate. People can't support somebody they don't know, somebody, an anonymous candidate, somebody that it could be anybody. They don't know. It's not going to generate a lot of significant interest. So they did that on purpose. Once again, showing, oh, see, Larry, see, you're outperforming the unnamed candidate. You ought to get into the race now. Just incredible. So I think that what's interesting to me is that of all the poll respondents, 36% said they would prefer to vote for someone other than Governor Moore. So that's over one third. And as far as Democrats go, 20% of the Democrats wanted somebody else on the ballot. One fifth of Democrat voters in this poll said they're not happy with Governor Moore. And 40% of unaffiliated voters said they weren't happy with Governor Moore. And again, most of them were split on the job performance. As we said yesterday, few could name a singular accomplishment of his term so far. And more people disapprove of his handling of economic issues, utility bills, taxes, housing costs than approve, according to this poll. So it's interesting. And then they take a shot at Ed Hale, saying the party switching Ed Hale Sr. So what? Reagan was a Democrat. Trump was a Democrat. That should mean nothing. It's about ideas. It's about how you fix the problems of Maryland, not whether you got a D or an R next to your name. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
295 at Powder Mill Road, Prince George's County. Not too bad. It's a little busy there on the northbound side, but everybody else on the parkway is running okay at 175 down through Route 32. Went back to the American Legion Bridge. Just double-checking on that. All back in business now from River Road across the Potomac and into the northern part of Virginia, eventually around to the Dulles Access Road with all the lanes clear. 95 is even running okay this morning at 216, 198, and Route 32. So it's Friday. Normally it's a little bit lighter through the area, and we are seeing that. Last check, only a very brief delays, if at all, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels, and the JFX has been clear from Ruxton Road through the Rabs downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Yeah, we had a chilly start to the day today. Any frost observed in Carroll County? Kristen, on your way in this morning, because they're saying there was a frost advisory in effect for Carroll County. I just want to say if you saw any frost.
I did not, but I don't appreciate the city slicker snobbery that I'm getting. This is what I'm talking about, that I've dealt with my whole life.
Well, it says frost advisory.
Let me get the hay out of my teeth so I can answer your question. No, I didn't. It was very cold, but I did not see.
I love Carroll County.
But it was very dark, so I couldn't see. Maybe there was frost.
It's a beautiful
county. It wasn't on my car, though.
All right. Sunny today, high in the 60s. Maggie lives out in the God's country as well.
Yes, I do.
Did you see any frost?
Thank God. Yes, I did.
You saw frost,
yes,
really?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And then you went outside. All right. 41 degrees right now in Middle River.
Oh, that was a burn.
41 in Severn. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So the president was, I think, expressing righteous anger the other day as to how his family was targeted for a coup. And remember, President, in his new book, Eric Trump, it's called Under Siege. We reached out to see if we can get Eric on the show in the near future. But he's very busy, I understand. He's got this brand new book out. It's a really good book. And in it, he basically was riding in the car with his dad, and he said they came to the realization, President Trump said, you know, if I don't win, it's either I win, I go back to the White House, or we're all going to jail. That was the realization.
Sad.
And very sad. And yesterday, President Trump, expressed, and I believe, indignant, righteous anger at what was done to him and his family.
When you tell me about attacking a political opponent, there's never been, and I'm a legitimate opponent. I watched my son. He's got the number one best-selling book now. My son, Eric, is a wonderful kid. That guy spent so much time with subpoenas. He got more subpoenas than anybody in the history of our country. Think of it. And he's an innocent, good boy. He's a good kid. He's always been a good kid. All of my children are good. They went through hell. My children went through federal grand juries on a hoax. Think of it. You have Adam Schiff and Hillary Clinton and others make up a hoax and then wanting to put, so they know it's a hoax, and they go before the press, say Donald Trump Jr. will go to jail because of what he's done with Russia. I'll never forget, I get a call from my son Don, and he said, Dad, I'm being accused of something with Russia. I don't know anything about Russia. He didn't know anything about it. Think of it, how bad they are. They say he'll go to prison for the rest of his life. He knew nothing about it. On a hoax, the Russian hoax, Russia hoax, on a story that they made up. And they made it up in order to explain why Hillary Clinton lost an election, that she lost by pretty good numbers. This second one, that this one, actually the second one was even better, but the third one, this one was too big to rig. It was just too big to rig. They would have rigged. They tried to rig it. But think of it. They want to send my children to jail, but they were after Don in particular. I'll never forget Adam Shifty Schiff, a total crooked guy, lying in Congress, making up a phone conversation that I have with you, totally made up. Then when he heard it was taped, he wanted to disappear. And Nancy Pelosi went crazy because they wanted to impeach me based on the conversation that was made up. When they heard the tape, everybody, you know, I won it unanimously in the Republican Party. I got every single vote, something that never happens, and I beat it. But think of it. They want to put my son in jail for something that they made up. So they know they made it up. And they say he will serve the rest of his life in prison. These are sick, bad people. And don't tell me about us going after them. If anything, we're... we've been very, very soft. I wouldn't be that soft. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So, you know, he probably wouldn't. And rightfully so, because he is a retro. This is about, the difference is, under the Biden regime, it was rule by law. Okay? Under the Trump administration, it's rule of law. There's a big difference between the two. Rule by law is authoritarian. Rule of law is what we have in our constitutional republic. So he's absolutely right to be ticked off. And again, another indictment handed down yesterday. We'll tell you about that in just a second. But President Trump says a productive phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin. And now the peace talks have been resurrected. They plan for a meeting in Budapest, Hungary soon.
I think we're going to have this one done hopefully soon. But I'll be meeting him probably over the next 2 weeks. First, Marco is going to be meeting. And the vice president, as you know, is very much involved. The whole team is involved. Steve Witkoff will be involved.
Yeah, we'll wait and see how that pans out on the heels of a Gaza peace plan. Now, perhaps the end of the Ukraine-Russian war may be in sight. Bolton, John Bolton, the former ambassador, former Marylander, indicted on 18 counts under the Espionage Act, shared more than 1,000 pages of highly classified information, allegedly. It's been assigned to an Obama judge. President Trump reacted.
I didn't know that. You tell me for the first time, but I think he's, you know, a bad person. I think he's a bad guy. Yeah, he's a bad guy. It's too bad, but it's the way it goes.
Too bad, but the way it goes. Trump is warning Gaza to stop the ongoing violence. If they continue to kill people, we will have no choice but to go in and kill them. Big announcement yesterday for women and couples who suffer from infertility. President Trump is slashing the cost of IVF treatments.
We'll dramatically slash the cost of IVF and the treatment and many of the most common fertility drugs. For countless millions of Americans, prices are going way down.
Way down indeed. And then he did that with AstraZeneca. He did it with Pfizer. He is, again, I've never seen a president accomplish this much in so short a time in the history of, well, as long as I've been alive and probably as well as in the United States. Day 271 of the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, so to come, we're talking about this poll that's out by the Baltimore Banner. It's you're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the right choice for Maryland.
Your projects, our experts. The Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show. October 17th through 19th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. 3 days only to meet face-to-face with more than 300 trusted local experts and discover great deals, new ideas, and practical advice. See Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt from HGTV's 100-Day Dream Home and tour the Tiny Living Square for inspirational small-space living. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show. Buy tickets online and save at mdfallhomeandgarden.com.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. We're excited to introduce our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservation, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. And right now, no enrollment fees and no dues through summer. That's right, shoot more, spend less all season long. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your App Store.
And you get entertainment like Chuck Whitaker. He should have his own channel, folks. His own reality television show. Just cameras following him around no matter where he goes.
I would say this. You can call in. It's going to be uncensored. Say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll call it, what was that, the CBS the reality show, Big Brother?
Big Brother.
Maybe they'll call it Really Big Brother.
Oh, man.
Did I hear Trump say he was going to do something for the IPF?
IVF.
Oh, IVF. Yeah, I knew
there. You're next, though. We've petitioned something for the IVF next.
Anything.
Just a resolution marking the IVF day or something.
2-for-1 day at the White House.
All right, Chuck, what's happening?
The outer loop at Harford Road is a little bit slow. Nothing there. I looked over at Perrin Parkway and out towards Providence Road, and it's doing okay. So it's a little bit slow there as you're coming over from Putty Hill. The inner loop at Greenspring is fine. The west side is perfect now in the next 30 minutes or so. Clear skies this morning. So anybody south and eastbound, get your sunglasses ready, because once it comes over this treetop, and it's just about to do that here at Harford Road, anybody south and east will have a problem with the sunshine, and there will be a glare through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather 30 forecast. A chilly start to the day today. Sunny, but a little bit later on, 65. Should be a little warmer tomorrow. And then we're looking at showers possible by Sunday night. And right now we are, a little bit on the cool side. 40 in Forest Hill, 43 in downtown Baltimore. And we'll be back more with the Baltimore Banner poll results of how you Marylanders view the governor when it comes to taxes and the cost of living.
Looking for fun near Route 140 and 795? Head to Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. Mini golf, a lit-up driving range, and a 9-hole executive course. Fun for all. Visit mitchellsgolf.com or call 410-833-7721.
All right, so the left-wing publication Baltimore Banner now has this hypothetical poll showing Governor Moore 45%, Larry Hogan 37%, and then an unnamed candidate, it's 47-29%. So we'll throw it out there. If the Republican primary were held today, who would you vote for? Would it be Ed Hale? Would it be John Myrick? Would it be Kurt Wedekind? Chris Boucher? Or would it be, just the Republicans? Because the Green Party guys, Andy Ellison and Westmore, obviously running unopposed. So just you can call 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com with your thoughts, or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. The other part of the poll that I was interested in as well. And again, this is a left-wing poll, left-wing publication. So remember, everything is blamed on Trump. Trump is dragging down the Republican brand in Maryland. Although I do think that the numbers in just about every jurisdiction in Maryland increased with Trump on the ballot last time out. But still, it's a topsy turvy. Democrats are, what is it, almost 3-1 here in the state of Maryland. But they do point out that Marylanders are in a dark mood right now. 84% of Marylanders said they worry sometimes or every day about money, according to this poll. 47% said they believe the state to be on the wrong track. Okay? And once again, they try to blame Trump for this. But Trump's not the one that imposed the $1.67 billion on Marylanders. Trump's not the one that squandered a $5 billion deficit. Okay? Trump is not the one that has completely botched the energy policy of Maryland, leading to these skyrocketing electricity bills. In fact, he's trying to help. 49% of Marylanders saying they're worse off now compared to 4 years ago. Well, that's 3 years into a Governor Moore term as well. And where he gets really bad marks, the number one concern for Marylanders, crime at 26%. That's number one. Then it goes to taxes, number two, at 25%. And again, this is pretty much, obviously, crime concern is high in Baltimore County. Baltimore City are the highest polling counties, because obviously that's where most of the crime is. PG County coming up next. So you can see, if you look inside the polls, if you go inside these crosstabs, if you will, you can see there's a story to tell. There's a narrative that's developing that if the right candidate with the right amount of media coverage, and it's going to take a lot of money. And let's face it, I'm not going to kid anybody. You're going to have to raise a ton of money to knock off a Democrat in the state of Maryland. And that's the kind of problem I think you're seeing in maybe New Jersey with Jack Titterelli that trails by 5 or 6, and in Virginia where Winsom Earl Sears trails by about 7 or 8, the last poll I saw. But you need to have a lot of money in order to knock off these Democrats. But the tale is Marylanders are upset at the tax burden, at the cost of living, at being forced to move out of state for retirees, etc. So keep that in mind. These other candidates are out there. I know it's very early yet, but we're only 8.5 months away from the primary. So they need to start making their move and move fast. You know, Tim Kyle will come out to your home right now, make sure that your heat is working. I'm sure some people have already turned on their heat because it's a little bit chilly now at night. And so you don't want to wake up and it's 60 degrees in your house. So you'll make sure that the heat's working, whether you got the heat pump or a forced air, a heat furnace, whatever you got. Make sure it's working properly, that it's maintained, that you change your filters, and you might need some maintenance work done on your unit or on your system. So make sure that you call Tim Kyle. They'll come out, schedule your maintenance for your heating system today. 410-876-9404. It's 410-876-9404. Or you can log online, Tim Kyle Company. com, as I have done. They came out, found a little problem with one of the switches in my heat pump, and now my bills are much lower because it was not operating efficiently. It was working, but it wasn't efficient. That's why it was costing me an arm and a leg. So call him today, Tim Kyle, Electric Heating and Air. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore residents had a chance to voice their opinions and ask questions about youth crime during a juvenile justice summit in the city Thursday night. Betsy Fox Tolentino, Maryland's acting secretary of the Department of Juvenile Services, took part in the event along with Baltimore State's attorney Ivan Bates, Councilman Mark Conway, and leaders from the Baltimore Police Department. City residents spoke about their concerns regarding repeat juvenile offenders, the tracking of electronic and GPS monitoring, and youth diversion programs. Governor Wes Moore will be campaigning for fellow Democrats' bid for governor in New Jersey this weekend. Moore posted a message on X saying he's looking forward to joining Mikey Sherrill, the mayor of Newark and a New Jersey General Assembly candidate, on Sunday to get out the vote. Governor Moore's office tells a local paper he's thrilled to campaign for a fellow veteran. Sherrill is a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, and she flew helicopters while serving in the Navy, and Governor Moore is a U.S. Army veteran. Baltimore County Police have released the name of the man who died in a Dundalk traffic crash on Sunday night. Police say 40-year-old Nicholas Weber died after crossing the double yellow line in the 3700 block of North Point Road and crashing into a pickup truck. Weber was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. The pickup driver suffered non-life-threatening injuries. And some road closures are now in place for this weekend's Baltimore Running Festival. The left lane of southbound Light Street from Pratt to Conway is closed
And beginning at 9 p.m., there will be a full closure of Pratt Street from Charles to Light that will remain in place until the festival ends late Saturday afternoon. And on Saturday, there will be rolling road closures throughout Baltimore as more than 14,000 runners take to the city streets. On Casey & Company, it's 7:32. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
On Casey & Company, it's 7:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have delays in Harford County now. It's the construction area. They do the work during the day. They don't work at night. They show up in the middle of the rush hour, and especially on a Friday morning, northbound 95 at Route 24, 76-mile marker. They take a lane away there, and with that, not quite a mile back up, but almost, and it's building there. Slow traffic north as you're heading on 95, and again, 76-mile marker on the northbound side. The one slow area on the Beltway has been consistent right around Putty Hill to Harford Road over to Perrin Parkway. Just look at the JFX and you're good to go there from Ruxton Road all the way into the Rams downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off chilly for your Friday morning. Frost advisories for Carroll County and temps in the 30s and 40s. Heading into the afternoon, more sunshine, temps a little bit warmer, and warming up nicely for the weekend with rain returning Sunday night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports is brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Buyers or sellers? What should the Ravens at 1-5 and on the bye be at this point in the season? Well, a lot of it depends on the health of Lamar, who head coach John Harbaugh proclaimed must return after the bye.
Psychologically, how much am I leaning into Lamar coming back and playing? Yeah, I'd have to. If I was on the couch with a psychiatrist right now, if I was spilling it, I would have to say I'm leaning really hard into that. Really.
No doubt about that. Meanwhile, the AFC North tightened up a bit last night, courtesy of a guy named Joe Flacco.
Quick throw. Higgins inside the 10. Higgins in the end zone. And a Cincinnati lead.
Al Michaels had the call on prime. Joe can still sling that hash, can he? Three touchdowns for the 40-year-old and a last-second field goal by Evan McPherson was the difference as the Bengals prevail 33-31. Cincinnati now moves to 3-4 in the on the season. The Steelers now falling to 4-2. ALCS now is all knotted up at 2, and for the second straight night, power coming from an unlikely source.
Each pitch, a high line drive to right field. Can Zones going back? It's good again! It's Jimenez out of the ninth spot, sparking the Jays for the second night in a row.
Brian Anderson had the call on TNT. Andre Jimenez, wow, when the nine-hitter produces in the playoffs, it could be your year. 8-2 Blue Jays last night. The series is tied at 2. Meanwhile, the Dodgers shut the door again on the Brewers, 3-1 the final in L.A., who now lead that series 3-0. And here's a sidebar. A Brewers fan has been fired from her job after making threatening comments to an Hispanic Dodger fan. Shannon Kobylarczyk was spotted on video threatening Richard Rosado. This happened during Game 2, saying she would call ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, on him because he was celebrating because the Dodgers took the lead. Rosado responded he was a U.S. citizen who had served in two wars. Kobylarczyk also has resigned from her role on the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Maryland and UCLA will play Saturday night for the first time since a home-and-home series back in 1954 and 1955. This will be Maryland's first ever visit to the Rose Bowl, and head coach Mike Locksley is looking forward forward to the opportunity.
We're excited about this opportunity. We're facing a team in UCLA that has been given life. They've coming off of a big road win a week ago against Michigan State. They're playing really hard for their interim coach, Coach Skipper. Who...
Game time is 7 p.m. from the Rose Bowl on Saturday night. NHL News goaltender Carter Hart is joining the Vegas Golden Knights, making his return to the NHL after he was among five Canadian hockey players found not guilty of sexual assault charges. Hart was one of five players on Canada's 2018 under-20 World Junior team found not guilty from charges in July. He last played for the Flyers. The time now is 7:37. When we return, what would happen if the media played the team they covered?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
Okay, so this happened. This happened in Boston. Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla organized the game between the media that covers the Celtics and the Celtics. Now, not the players, but the coaches.
Okay.
So Mazzulla and the assistant coaches went ahead and played the media. And, you know, 48-minute game, you know, no timeouts, running time, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think the score would be in a situation like that?
The coaches versus the media?
Coaches versus the media in Boston, practice facility of the Celtics.
I would say the coaches would win.
Okay.
And I'm going to say 60 to 58.
Okay. The final was 57 to 4.
Oh.
Coaches. Yeah. And when Mazzulla was asked after the game, why did you do it? Why are you doing this thing in the first place? He goes, well, it wasn't to embarrass anybody. It was to humanize everybody. I love that. 57 to 4.
That's
the final.
Embarrassing.
What would happen in Baltimore?
Yeah, well, again, a lot of guys. Well, it kind of makes sense now because a lot of athletes don't become journalists. You're the exception.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and so are you, by the way.
You could be the holder if the Ravens ever played, put a football media team together. You could be the holder.
I could be the holder. I wouldn't be the snapper. I'd be the holder.
You'd be the holder.
Okay, I'm going to practice my holding skills. That is a skill, by the way.
It is absolutely a skill. You got to rotate the ball laces out.
You got to rotate
all in a split second.
It's all about the rotation.
All right, very good. Thanks, Gary.
Yeah, goodbye.
7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So once again, proof positive Maryland does not care about its voter rolls. They don't purge it. They don't check it. They've got dead voters. They've got deceased duplicate voters, rather. They've got illegal alien voters. They've got voters in two states. This is the problem. In Maryland, they don't remove you from the vote unless you request it or unless they get some kind of legal verifiable information. I would think you'd automatically every year cross-check with Social Security and for dead voters and or other voting systems. There's got to be a way to do this. I did notice that, by the way, a Republican took over, bought the Dominion voting. Did you see that? That's a very interesting development. Look, I'm still opposed to the machines because they can easily be hooked up to the internet. So the best way to do it is still paper ballots. But anyway, Ian Roberts, that's the serial con man, the illegal alien that was here as a Baltimore principal that was eventually hired as the superintendent of schools in Des Moines. By the way, that school board president is running for Joni Ernst's seat. She suspended her campaign. I guess so. It's pretty embarrassing when you don't bother to check the superintendent's background before you hire. So this group called American Accountability Foundation prompted a public records request with Prince George's County where Ian Roberts was registered to vote. And Tom Jones, who heads up the American Accountability Foundation, he's the president, filed a public records request and uncovered not one but two voter registration applications, one from 2011, the other from 2016. On both of these, Roberts clearly signed under penalty of perjury that he was eligible to vote. However, this is the key. The section that asked, are you a U.S. citizen, was redacted. Now, the only reason why I would think that it was redacted, because, you know, he's facing charges right now. So if he said yes, then he lied. And then that's a serious crime. If he said no, then somebody screwed up at the Prince George's County Voter Board or at the State Board of Elections. Anyway, Tom Jones, not the singer, but the president of American Accountability Foundation, says there's a problem with the redacted forms that he saw.
What immediately stood out to us was that the county went to pains to black out whether Mr. Roberts had told them that he was in the country legally.
Yeah. So why block that out? That's the question. And Jones makes a great point that here in Maryland, it's all about you're on the honor system.
We can't rely on the honor system to hope that illegal aliens won't lie to us. I guarantee that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of illegal aliens registered to vote in Maryland. And as Prince George's County showed us, they don't care about this.
No, they don't, because there are absolutely no safeguards to prevent it.
There are no safeguards. It tells us that, frankly, Governor Moore and Democrats in the state of Maryland are not serious about election integrity.
Of course they're not. And why aren't they? Because that is the future voting base for the Democrat Party. Illegal aliens and duplicate deceased, you name it, all sorts of ballots going out to all these addresses that are then later harvested. And we all saw what happened on 3 November of 2020. That election was rigged and stolen from the get-go. All right, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, we've got lines open right now. You can reserve your spot, match wits with the panel. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. But you got to call now and you get a chance to play. Right now, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker standing by. Had a rough day yesterday. Will he come back today? Will he rally? We'll find out in just seconds. Chuck.
Not even a problem today. This is nothing. A piece of cake. I'm so glad to see nothing that looks like a 12-mile backup this morning so far. We're brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship, John W. Brown. It's docked at the Inner Harbor in Annapolis. A little bit slow here. This is the normal delay, but it's not as bad as usual. I-97 southbound at Route 32. And right there, I said a little while ago, the sun would come up, get up over the treetops, and right there it hits you in the face right at the split. And then as you're moving south of the bridge at 178, there's some bright sunshine in that area that takes you all the way down to the ramps at Route 50. Nothing out of the ordinary at the tunnels this morning, running with the lanes open. The only problem we have on the interstate system right now is the construction, and they take away a lane on 95 northbound in Harford County at Route 24. That's the 76-mile marker on the northbound side. Join us aboard Baltimore's ghost ship, the SS John W. Brown, for an unforgettable experience filled with history and spooky surprises. Great fun for the entire family for Halloween. It's every Friday and Saturday this month. Tickets and information, BaltimoreGhostShip.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, we got some spooky surprises coming up for our prizes here in just a second. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is going to be, we have a chilly start still today. As you head out the door this morning, grab that coat. You're going to need it. A little bit later on, though, you can get rid of it because it's going to be 65. So Saturday, a little bit warmer. Sunday, chance of rain in the evening. Right now, sunny, 45 in Annapolis, and it's 43 in the Baltimore City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Today's prizes, we have a WCBM pen that was actually used by Maggie Hunter to fill out her log. And we have a WCBM keychain that
Chuck got my DNA on it.
Used for the executive washroom when he was here recently. So that's it, a pen and a keychain. Our contestant is Linda in Baltimore. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, honey.
Oh, it's Linda. It's Chuck's girlfriend. Good morning.
Hello, Chuck. Have you missed me?
You bet it.
Oh, I missed you all, but I don't miss you on the radio. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, Linda,
I was glad to talk to you.
I got to tell you, Chuck's response, Linda, was a little lacking, I thought. You know, You're all excited to talk with Chuck, the enthusiasm off the charts, and Chuck is like, yeah, okay.
He's playing hard to get.
Yeah. Oh! Is that right, Chuck?
Can you hold on for 1 minute so I can put my volume up a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, bring your volume up. I can bring your volume up.
Wow.
Connect you. I don't want to do that.
Linda, did you hear that? Chuck said he wants to turn your knobs up.
Excuse me?
Wow.
Oh,
oh my God. Wait a minute. I'm having the big one.
Oh,
you stepped in at that time.
Linda.
Oh, my.
I think we just give her the prize. Let's get the hell out of here.
Linda, you want to go first, second,
and
third?
If you're listening, don't call in now. Forget it.
First, second, third, or last?
No, you know I'm going to go last. You're the guys that, I got to follow you. I can't
All
go
right.
first.
Sounds good. Good luck to you. Here are your stories.
Thank you.
Story one, in Pennsylvania, there's a private college, Franklin and Marshall, named after Benjamin Franklin and Supreme Court Justice John Marshall. The college mascots are two white dudes dressed in colonial era named Franklin Marshall. That makes sense, right?
Absolutely.
Not anymore.
Oh, of course not.
College president says they've appointed a mascot working group to replace Franklin Marshall with mascots who are more gender neutral.
Holy smoke.
Story two, Pope Leo has now installed a Muslim prayer room at the Vatican. Muslim scholars visiting the Vatican Apostolic Library are being accommodated with prayer spaces, according to the vice prefect. My question is, how many Christian prayer rooms are there in Mecca? But the Pope says some Muslim scholars need, while they're visiting, to have a place to pray.
So my cat's name is Pope Leo.
Yeah. Okay. I don't even want to go there, Linda.
I thought it was Pope Sicola.
Story three, to reduce crime, Chicago Police Department has reportedly introduced a new policy where they tape off locations of high crime intersections with crime scene tape. Mayor Johnson is desperate to keep the National Guard out of the city, so he's resorting to using the tape to rope off whole sections of the city. So hopefully that the street criminals and gangbangers will not go into those areas. Here's a story one, college prepares to ditch the Ben Franklin mascot. Story two, a Vatican prayer room for Muslims. Or story three, Chicago police using crime scene tape to try to keep street criminals and gangbangers out of certain areas.
Mm.
All right, we will start with Chuck this morning.
All right. I think people are stupid, but maybe not that stupid. I think I didn't say everybody. One, please.
All right, Chuck goes for story number one. Maggie?
I say number two is the fake. There is no way.
Maggie goes for two. Kristen?
Ooh, I say number three.
Kristen goes for three. So across the board here today. Linda, which where are you going to land here?
Oh, my God. Everybody. Oh, geez, who is? I think I'll go with Chuck.
You got to go with Chuck? Of course. We knew you were going to go with Chuck.
This is the hardest day of my life.
You're impressing her with your Barry White impression.
Hide your small children.
All right.
Those are my obligations.
Both, don't let them listen.
Both Chuck and Linda vote for the Franklin Marshall ditching their mascots for gender-neutral types. That is a true story.
Oh my God. Oh,
sorry, Linda.
Come on, man. Sorry, Linda.
Well,
hey, I'm still
Linda,
in the
we'll
game.
Send you a complimentary Chuck Whitaker bobblehead.
That's okay. To me, the fun is just to be able to hear you and call in. And
well, and Chuck feels that way, too.
That's a present to me. Right. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for listening. She is such a great sport. Love Linda. Story three, the Chicago taping off the intersection. That is our fake news story.
Oh, yeah. Kristen,
had to get thank you.
Kristen gets it again.
The show off got it again.
The show off.
The person who talks the least amount on this show is the show off? Okay. Who doesn't say, never once said, na-na-na-na-na.
Level just went up. Attitude level.
You just did. Look how she wove that in there. I never once said, na-na-na-na.
Well,
I didn't hear na-na-na-na.
See?
You can do it if you want to. It's fine.
I finally have someone on my side here. I've been waiting for you a long time.
All right.
See?
I don't mean any harm. You know, I'm totally harmless.
Silence. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate
that. I like that laugh.
7:51. You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the right choice for Maryland.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex, open daily. Golf, fun, clean. close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member, NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Your projects, our experts. The Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show, October 17th through 19th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. 3 days only for great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Buy tickets online and save $2 at ndfallhomeandgarden.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show. By the grace of God, tomorrow it is finally Friday on our usual cast of characters combined with what's happening in the news, the ebullient Barry Walter. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53, traffic, weather on the threes. Once again with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I was just reminded that I'm outnumbered by the two women panelists on here, so
set up. Yeah, mind your P's and Q's.
Yeah, I will, Mr. Casey. Thank you so much. PW Parkway is heavy south at Route 100, but nothing out of the ordinary. Actually, looked all the way down the parkway towards 197. The only slowing I see is a little bit northbound coming up through Powder Mill Road. There's a lot of traffic comes up through there from the Capitol Beltway, but so far, not a bad drive through there. We've seen no incidents on 95 towards Montgomery Road down through Route 100, and we're still clear. Very brief delays only this morning southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And, of course, your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We have a chilly start to the day today, but warming up later. Sunny and 65. Saturday, nice and warmer. That'll be maybe close to low 70s. And then the rain showers may move in Sunday night into Monday morning. Right now, sunny, 42 in Bel Air, 42 in Glen Burnie. The Maryland Attorney General, when he's not busy suing President Trump or the Trump administration, now is trying to stick his nose into how local law enforcement should work with ICE when ICE comes into our neighborhoods to remove criminal gangbangers, illegal alien murderers, rapists, etc. Because let's face it, Maryland is infected and infested with gangs from MS-13 to the Latin Kings, 18th Street gangs, Barrio Street, etc. Lots of gangs. And this goes back years and years. I remember Sheriff Chuck Jenkins once told me that there were over 60 different identifiable gangs. That was about, what, maybe 8-9 years ago when he told us that. And I'm sure it's only maybe doubled, if tripled, if not, because we've had nobody, including Lockdown Larry, that did anything about gangs here in the state of Maryland. Now President Trump gets elected, and, of course, we're taking a more, aggressive approach to enforcing immigration law. And that's the law of the land. What the ICE agents are out there doing are enforcing the laws duly passed by Congress, signed by President, a Democrat president at the time, William Jefferson Clinton, a.k.a. Sick Willie. The point here is that A.G. Brown really should be looking into why illegal aliens are registering to vote in the state of Maryland, how that can happen, and leave local law enforcement alone. But he sent out this guidance yesterday reminding sheriffs and local law enforcement that Maryland law restricts how local and state law enforcement agencies can interact with federal agents. And remarkably, it's only when it comes to immigration. You know, when it comes to enforcing drug laws, when it comes to investigating how explosive devices go off, and as you remember, the ATFE came in and helped us with the explosive devices during the Freddie Gray riots, etc. We cooperate with the feds all the time, except on immigration. And the question is, why is that? And now we've got several sheriffs that are objecting to this attempt to intimidate their departments. First up, though, let's hear from Delegate Mark Fisher reacting to the A.G. Brown's memo.
He's the highest law enforcement person in the state, and he's telling you to not enforce the law.
Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, Harford County, says this isn't going to change a thing the way the sheriff's partner, local police partner with the feds.
His guidance doesn't change anything. It's just restating what we already know. Maryland law does not allow law enforcement to work with ICE on immigration enforcement.
So what's behind all this? Sheriff Gaylor smells politics.
I think it was for the politics, for appearance, to try to make the presidential administration's actions look nefarious.
Wicomico County Sheriff Mike Lewis said, I've been in law enforcement for 41 years. Never have I needed guidance from anyone, let alone Maryland's Attorney General, on the requirements of Maryland law enforcement and working with federal law enforcement agencies. What frustrates me is this is not the first cautionary guidance we've received on this very same issue with this Attorney General's office. And we sheriffs and we chiefs believe they're sending it out for no other reason than to intimidate us and hope that we're going to stand down. But yet there's another reason why this goes out, and that's because, according to Delegate Fisher, this is the replacement theory for Democrat voters.
The AG's decision is about getting illegals in Maryland to replace the Democrats they were losing on their registration rolls and get illegals to vote. That is what it's about. We have a state that has gone rogue, that is putting illegal aliens ahead of American citizens and the citizens of the state of Maryland.
And so what's the side effect or the consequence of that? So in an effort to get more voters, like Ian Roberts, an illegal alien who was registered to vote, now they say he never cast a ballot, but, frankly, until I see some evidence of that, I will respectfully keep my powder dry. But anyway, they're willing to look the other way. And when you've got illegal aliens coming in here, dismembering people and leaving their bodies in the woods, that's MS-13. It's happened in Montgomery County. It's happened in Anne Arundel County. And again, we've had illegal aliens sexually molest children in our schools. All of that is acceptable to the Democrat Party as long as they have a future potential special interest voting group. So, again, this is why elections have consequences, and this is why you need to pay attention, to these kinds of stories, and share with your family and friends, and make sure that our safety is a priority, not just a slogan like Governor Moore, public safety is priority number one. I stand with the people. Again, he's just nothing more than a bag of wind. When it comes to those kinds of promises. Town Appliance, you'll always get this promise. You get the price match, you get the best service, and at Town Appliance, there is every kind. You walk in that showroom and you meet Mayor, two guys named Mayor, by the way, and you will see appliances for every budget, for every kind of appliance that you would need. It is just, you walk through like a kid in a candy store if you're looking for appliances. Town Appliance is the place for all your appliance needs right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. Tell them I told you to call or sent you. It's 8 o'clock. Stick with us. Ed Hale is next.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. One-time Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton, an outspoken Trump critic, he had plenty to say about classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, has been indicted for allegedly mishandling classified documents.
He's charged with storing top secret records at home and sharing with relatives diary-like notes about his time in government that contained classified information. The 18-count indictment suggests that information was exposed when Iranian operatives hacked Bolton's email account in 2021. During Bolton's brief tenure in the Trump administration, he had disputes with the president over North Korea, Iran, and Ukraine, ultimately leading to his departure. Bolton denies the charges, saying they're part of an effort by the president to intimidate his opponents. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin spent more than 2 hours on the phone yesterday. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says her boss, trying hard to end the war in Ukraine, came away encouraged.
The president feels like great progress was made on this call. They also agreed to have a high-level senior staff meeting convened as early as next week, which will then be followed by a meeting very likely between President Trump and President Putin as well. They talked about Budapest as being a location for that.
Later today, Mr. Trump meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House. It is expected that Zelensky will make a pitch for American Tomahawk missiles capable of hitting targets deep inside Russia. And Putin warns that supplying those weapons would harm U.S.-Russia relations. Meta giving parents more of a say in their kids' interactions with AI chatbots. New parental controls include the ability to turn off one-on-one chats with AI characters altogether. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 44 points. NASDAQ features are off 122. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Think about this. Everything precious in the Christian faith came straight through Israel. The promises God made to Abraham, the covenants he established, the law that shows us his character, the prophets who spoke his words, the gospel that transformed the world, all of it, every bit of it, came through Israel. In standing with Israel, we celebrate our shared roots and the enduring legacy of God's work through his chosen people. As Christians, we owe an immense debt of gratitude to the Jewish people for their role in preserving and passing down these sacred truths. Through their faithfulness, often in the face of great adversity, they've been instrumental in bringing the knowledge of God to the world. When I support the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, I'm not just helping people in need. I'm honoring those who gave our spiritual foundation. I'm saying thank you to the people who preserved God's word for all of us. Discover the top reasons why Christians all over the world support Israel by visiting ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The west side outer loop now with some brake lights, I-70, and it's actually slowing through here at Frederick Road. I was looking down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue, and I don't see anything there. There might be maybe a broken down vehicle. Could be a minor wreck. Outer loop south of Frederick Road that they're looking at, but there's also a little bit of sunshine right there just south of Frederick Road. So we'll keep an eye on that, but it's backed up right now beginning at I-70, and now the inner loop is slowing through Park Heights Avenue through Greenspring, and then gets better after the hill at the JFX and over towards 83. Some areas, speaking of the sunshine, if you're traveling south and east right now, that bright sunshine definitely a problem for the mid part of the rush hour right now. Construction delays, I-95 northbound in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off chilly for your Friday morning. Frost advisories for Carroll County and temps in the 30s and 40s. Heading into the afternoon, more sunshine, temps a little bit warmer, and warming up nicely for the weekend with rain returning Sunday night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 44 degrees in Edgemere and 40 in Joppa Town at 804. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. No injuries are reported after a home in Northeast Baltimore caught fire on Thursday night. City fire crews were called to the 5400 block of Summerfield Avenue shortly before 10 p.m., where they found heavy smoke and fire coming from the two-story building. Three residents were able to safely exit the home, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. Maryland's lone Republican in Congress is again calling for the elimination of COVID-era healthcare subsidies. Representative Andy Harris says the enhancements created tremendous distortions in the marketplace and added millions of people to Obamacare who didn't even qualify. His comments come as Senate Democrats again blocked a spending measure to end the government shutdown, saying they want discussions to begin on extending the subsidies. Chris Van Hollen says the Senate is ready whenever Donald Trump wants to come to the table to reopen the government and prevent a healthcare crisis in America. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 651, the pick 4, 8345. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data-protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber-securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the story last night in sports was the old guys. First stop, Cincinnati.
Flacco, lost one. Case makes this catch. Touchdown.
Al Michaels had the call, speaking of old guys, on Prime. 40-year-old Joe Flacco bested 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers, throwing three touchdown passes in a 33-31 win over the Steelers. Next stop, Seattle.
The 41-year-old Max Scherzer, his 31st postseason game, the 500th of his career.
Brian Anderson at the mic in the Great Northwest, and Old Yeller delivered. 5 2/3 of gritty ball, and the Jays mashed another couple home runs in an 8-2 win, evening that series at two games apiece. And a sidebar, the Jays dropped Anthony Santander from their playoff roster before last night's game because of his bad back. The move ends a disappointing season for the former Orioles slugger. Meanwhile, no disappointment in L.A. last night as Dodger pitching once again reigned supreme.
Got him! Ball game! The Dodgers win it! Sasaki closes the door!
Joe Davis had the call in FS1. L.A. pitching has given up two runs in three games to the anemic Brewer Bats. 3-1 the final last night. Dodgers can close them out tonight. And finally, oh, how the balance of power has changed in the Big Ten. While James Franklin is being paid $49 million not to coach at Penn State, Kurt Cignetti is being paid to coach at Indiana. A contract extension, 8 years, $93 million. Cignetti leads the third-ranked Hoosiers against Michigan State this weekend. Coming up in 30 minutes, yes, the Ravens are bad, but it could be worse. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, coming up in just a couple of weeks, your electric bill is going to go up again because they've changed the kilowatt per hour charge. It'll go up again in the spring. And as we watch Maryland's energy crisis continue to unfold, the current elected officials, our governor, our legislature, and others haven't really got a lot of answers. They've just made the problem worse. They poured gasoline on the fire. Yesterday, Republican gubernatorial candidate Ed Hale had a press conference at a farm in Carroll County to address the growing energy crisis. He joins us now on our Newsmaker Hotline. Good morning, Ed.
Morning. How you doing?
Doing fine. So, again, I know we just had a couple of sound bites of you earlier, but I wanted to give you a chance to, you know, what is your policy? What are your solutions for solving Maryland's energy crisis as of now?
Well, I do have a couple comments about that, but I'd like to comment about I got something from Chuck Whitaker on my phone on my way to Fox 45. I just left there. Did I look like Hee-Haw?
I'm afraid to ask Ed what it is.
Yeah. And that deeply offended Kristen and her aunt that were there at that press conference, I'm sure. But I just love being out there with those people. They're fantastic people, and it was beautiful because
outdoors. Was it one of the hee-haw honeys that he sent you?
I'm sorry?
Was it one of the hee-haw honeys, or was it a picture of Junior Sample?
That's what I was just going to say.
That was just me looking not too smart standing there in front of a bunch of hay bales.
All right, well, you can get Chuck's known to send anything to anybody at any time. So,
yeah.
It could have been a lot worse, Ed. So take it for what it's worth. All right, so let's get back to the energy crisis here in just a second. And your thoughts on, I mentioned nuclear, but you've got other ideas as well.
Well, I had a study done, and it was done to see what it would cost to repurpose the ones that have been shut down. There's been a whole series of them shut down. One of them was demolished in the Middle River at Seneca Creek. But there's still some that are around that are, you know, that can be repurposed, and I think that we should do it. And if we don't do it, I think the cost is going to be astronomical. I mentioned yesterday, what if you're having a rolling blackout, or your bills are going up, or you get a rolling blackout or a brownout, and somebody's on chemotherapy or dialysis or something like that at your home, oxygen, and all of a sudden you're without power, boom. And, I believe that there's some real emergencies that can come up with this. Not to mention the fact that, every month you get the electric shock. You get your bill, and that is the shock that you get. So I think they should be repurposed, and I think, I get the elections not for another 13 months, so somebody ought to do something about it now. And I also, when I started looking at doing this, Sean, this was, maybe a year ago. I was thinking about running for governor. I looked at the nuclear part of this and studied it. I believe that it's doable, it's financeable, it's safe, it's clean, and it could be done, and it's being done in a lot of places, but not here. When I hear him talk about wind and solar panels, that's not going
to
work.
Yeah, which is amazing to me, because we already have Calvert Cliffs, and you would think that since there's already a nuclear component and it works, do you have any idea where another nuclear facility would go in the state?
Yeah, why not do it right down the Calvert Cliffs?
Yeah.
Do it there. It's there. People are used to it. And, you've got Microsoft is taking Three Mile Island. We're old enough to know that, everybody thought we were going to have a nuclear, have a mushroom cloud coming right down through Baltimore from up there. But now that's being repurposed by Microsoft for their AI. And I think that right now, we should really get into that. And, I don't want to be sitting around campaigning for governor. I want to see about getting to the solution to this problem, because everybody is getting, I got my electric bill on the way out to Carroll County yesterday. I opened it up in the morning. And, it's crazy what it was last year, what it is this year. And I can afford it. There's no doubt. But there are a lot of people that are working at Amazon and UPS and places like that that really, it's a shock. It's a shock to them. They can't get over.
Chuck is now joining us, Ed. And Chuck, do you care to comment on what you sent Ed Hale to his private phone?
No, I told him on the phone. I said I think his toll free number now to reach him is now BR549.
That's junior sample. I knew.
When they take a straw poll.
Here we go. I can't keep up with all your banter, Chuck. There's no doubt about it.
Well, he can't keep up with it, Ed, so don't worry. All right, Chuck, what's happening with traffic weather on the threes?
There's the report of a wreck southbound BW Parkway in the area of 198. So that was some of the reason that we were seeing some data showing the backup there. Even northbound could be a little bit slow through there. In the city, we'll make it quick. New wreck at Roland Avenue at Northern Parkway. Ed, have a good day. Back to you guys.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We had a chilly start to the day today, but sunny. 65 the expected high, and right now we're looking at 44 in Pasadena. It's 44 in Parkville. On our newsmaker hotline is Republican gubernatorial candidate Ed Hale. We're talking about energy, but I did want to get your thoughts. The Baltimore banner, which clearly swings to the left, Ed, they have put out a poll recently in which they are, looks like to me they're begging Larry Hogan to run. So they've got a poll out, 45% for Moore, 37% for Hogan, 14% undecided, and both under 50%, which I think is good news for you. But then they don't put your name in. They put an unnamed candidate, and the poll goes 47-29. So what are your thoughts, your reaction to the poll by the Baltimore Banner?
Well, I thought that Larry Hogan, when he was governor, was much, much higher. I'm surprised that it's that low. I don't know why that is, but Westmore, we all know why that is, because people have found him out they all know that he's running for president, and I'm not surprised that it's dropped so much. I've been a politician for like 6 months, and a business guy for all my life. And I think that if once I get out there and start meeting people, and I like to talk to people, I think that I could probably do a little bit better. If Larry Hogan is going to be in there, or Bob Ehrlich, or these other guys that are going to be in there, happy birthday. Let them do it. That's the United States is built that way. Let's do it. Let's have a contest.
Yeah, I'm hearing that Bob Ehrlich is not interested, but I'm not. Hogan keeps playing games with it. But there's another part of this poll that I do think is important to note, and that is right now Marylanders give Governor Moore a really poor marks, disapproval rating on crime in the state of Maryland, and also taxes. And the cost of living. So those are three areas right now that are an Achilles heel for Governor Moore. Do you plan to exploit those in your campaign in the near future?
Well, definitely. Nobody feels safe in this state. Nobody does. Everybody's looks over their shoulder. You know, I'm just at Fox 45 getting in my car, and it's still a little dark. And everybody looks over their shoulder, no matter where they are. Safety is a major problem. Victims' rights is a major problem. I think that's really terrible and needs to be addressed. The fees and just all the fees that have come out in the taxes. And he says things like we have a tax cut for the middle class. That's not true. Everybody's getting hammered here, and everybody knows it. And I think the question would be, are you running for president? And if you would ask the electorate, what has Governor Moore done for you? And I think everybody's going to scratch their head and think, I really can't think of anything.
If you were governor right now, the governor appoints 11 out of the 15 seats on the Public Service Commission. They could put a stop to this Northern Virginia Reliability Project. What would you be telling to the PSC right now?
Right now, I said this yesterday. It's the Public Service Commission. They're in the public service. They're appointed by him. He said there's a process you have to go through. He could stop this now. To think about this going through Melvin Bales' farm, the way that it's going to go through there, it's going to destroy his property. Why? What benefit does the state get from this? He should stop this immediately. What's the hard thing about doing it? Except for it doesn't look good as he's running for president, because the Green New Deal stuff is still hanging around there in the dirt. I just find this all to be terrible. And you're going to affect the farmers out there. I have a farm down in Easton. I've been down there for 33 years. If you're going to run that line through my property, there's going to be hell to pay. So I would stop it. I wouldn't, because it's in Carroll County, I consider it the same in the Eastern Shore. I would stop it immediately.
There's also,
and I would get the Public Service Commission is answerable to him.
Absolutely. There's also, we have about a minute left, and I just want to get your thoughts, an emerging pattern of trouble with state agencies, whether it's, again, the state highway with misappropriated fund, unauthorized use of funds. We have Department of Human Services, where they're leaving foster children alone. One girl committed suicide, and now there are more problems there. DJS has its own share of problems. Again, do you place this at the feet of Governor Moore? Is this a leadership problem, or is this just bureaucratic incompetence?
Well, I think it's a combination of the two, but you need a scorecard to keep track of the people that are coming and going out of there. I don't even know who's in charge. I was criticized for not knowing who replaced Vincent Schiraldi, but I don't know if anybody at the around right now could tell you who's in charge. No. But I think the bureaucracy needs to be dealt with immediately.
Yeah, by the way, her name is Betsy Fox Tolentino, so that's the new head. But I would know that because I cover it every day. Most people wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah. But Ed, thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate it, and we'll stay tuned, see what happens in the future.
Okay, well, thank you all.
Okay, my pleasure. That's Ed Hale, Republican gubernatorial candidate for governor, and he's got some great ideas on energy, and we need it. We need to have a solid energy plan. Joining us now, once again, Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Happy Friday.
Indeed. It's a chilly one to start, but going to be a nice weekend. Look, we've been talking over the past few months about tips on what home sellers can do to help their home stand out, especially in those areas where the number of homes for sale outnumber the number of buyers looking.
Yeah, Sean, you know, we've talked about programs this year that are all designed to make our sellers' homes easier to buy, eliminate some of the concerns buyers in this market may have, which are holding them back from getting off the fence.
Yeah, we've talked about the special financing programs, your Fix It to Sell, and, of course, your Trade Up program, which you are famous for.
Yeah. In this market, Sean, you know, home sellers need to have every advantage working in their favor, especially if they want to get the highest price or they're looking to sell within a specific time frame. You know, the old traditional method of, MLS, open house, throwing a sign in the front lawn that a majority of agents use, you know, it's just not as effective when you're in a more balanced market like we're seeing right now.
Yeah, you know, if I was selling, I would want every option available so I'm getting the best price.
Yeah, for sure. Another program that's been very popular right now is our Certified Pre-Owned Home Program that ensures the buyer is purchasing a home that has been fully inspected, comes with a series of warranties and guarantees, and that protects the seller from potential liability issues after closing. We also provide our exclusive 24-month buyback guarantee, so if the buyer is unsatisfied with their purchase for any reason, you know, needs to sell for personal reasons, we can either buy the house back or we can sell it for free.
Sounds like you're pulling out all the stops to make your homes are the ones that buyers will choose over the competition.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're thinking about selling your home, want to make sure that you're not missing any potential buyers that are willing to pay you the highest price, you can call or text us today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or visit VinnyStio.com and start packing.
Sounds good. All right, Vinny, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, sounds good, Sean. We'll see you. Thanks.
Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty, 410-709-7515. I was just sent a poster by a listener of the No Kings rally scheduled for tomorrow in Baltimore, College Park, D.C. suburbs, etc., Columbia. Guess who now is an official sponsor of the No Kings rally? The Communist Party of the United States of America. They are official sponsors of the No Kings 2 rally tomorrow. All right. When he's not hassling our interviews and potential gubernatorial candidates, he's covering traffic. Here is the junior sample of traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
I said to him, when you're governor, will you still take my call?
Ed would. He would.
I think he would.
Yeah.
You know, I can keep him lighthearted. You know that.
Yeah.
The northbound side of 95, construction there at Mountain Road, and then up towards Route 24. That's where the backup is right now. So, again, they work during the day. Beyond that, there was a report of a minor wreck near the ramp in Belcamp at Route 543 at exit 80. I don't think that ever became any big deal up through there. It's been a little slow on the Beltway interloop through Greenspring and down the west side, but it looks like now it's starting to thin out just a bit. The one late accident was on the BW Parkway near the ramp and the overpass there at 198, and late wreck in the city about 25 minutes ago at Northern Parkway at Roland Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast after a chilly start. It'll warm up eventually. Today, sunshine and 65. And tonight, back down into the upper 30s, low 40s. Tomorrow should be a little bit warmer. And then maybe some rain returning Sunday evening. Right now, sunny. 47 in Annapolis, 43 in Ellicott City. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Time for America 250 updates. national anthem that was on this day in 1777, a major turning point of the American Revolutionary War. The Battles of Saratoga were actually two battles between the American Continental Army and the British Army fought near Saratoga, New York, concluding the Saratoga campaign in the American Revolutionary War. The second battle ended with a decisive American victory, greatly affecting the course of the conflict and persuading France to enter in the war as an American ally. They saw the American Continental Army as a viable fighting force with a chance to win. And thus the French came to our aid. In both battles, General John Burgoyne commanded the British forces while General Horatio Gates led the American forces. So a big day today. John Burgoyne surrendering at Saratoga during the American Revolutionary War. 1933, Albert Einstein arrived in the United States as a refugee from Nazi Germany. And boy, did he have a big impact on the good old U.S. of A. 1939, remember the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington? Frank Capra was the director. It starred Jimmy Stewart and Gene Arthur. It was released on this day. In 1978, President Carter signed a bill restoring U.S. citizenship to Civil War-era Confederate President Jefferson Davis. It was on this day in 1979, President Jimmy Carter crafted legislation, signed it, creating the Department of Education. And now Linda McMahon, the current Secretary of Education, her job is to eliminate it altogether some almost 40 years later. How about that? And this weekend, the 250th birthday of the United States Marine Corps will be celebrated at Camp Pendleton. Fireworks, special events. Our Vice President, J.D. Vance, a retired Marine himself, is going to host the festivities. So we say happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps, Semper Fi. And that's a look at our America 250 update. Coming up right after the 8:30 news, Delegate Nino Mangione is going to join us. We're going to go on the House. And don't leave us. We've got some interesting sound bites coming from Mr. Zohran Mamdani. There was a big debate last night in New York. It was a disaster. Also the debate last night, I thought, for the Virginia Attorney General's race, the current controversy between Jay Jones, remember he was in text wishing death on the Republican speaker and the death of his children. I think he just got his clock cleaned last night by Jason Meares in Virginia. We'll see if that has any impact on the governor's race between Spanberger and Earl Sears. But a good performance last night in Virginia by Jason Meares. Imagine if you lost the ability to hear. It's one of the senses that we now know that it can lead to early dementia if you lose your hearing. So it's important that you get your hearing tested on an annual basis, number one. Number two, if you are having some issues, no matter how small, get it checked out. Sometimes it could be something as simple as earwax buildup in your ear canal or fluid in the ear, whatever the case may be, or there could be hearing loss. As we age, it's natural. I recommend Audiology Associates because, again, you want to make sure that you can hear all the things in your life, the sound of nature, your family and friends, the voices of your children and grandchildren. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. They helped my wife out when she was having a little bout of tinnitus, which has now subsided thanks to Audiology Associates, the trusted name in Maryland for over 42 years. Offices throughout the Baltimore Metro. Call 410-944-3100 or online at www.aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100. It's 8:30 and time for news headlines. Once again, Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. Baltimore police are continuing their investigation after a Canton business owner reportedly shot and killed a man who broke into his shop overnight Thursday. According to local TV, the shooting was captured on video that has been shared with police who confirmed that the owner shot and killed a 39-year-old man. There has been no further information from police or the Baltimore City State's Attorney's Office. The Baltimore Department of Transportation is strongly encouraging residents and visitors to use public transportation to get in and out of the city during Saturday's Baltimore Running Festival. Officials say the MTA Metro Subway Link is a great option for traveling into and out of the city because it will not be affected by the marathon. The Charm City Circulator's orange, green, purple, and banner routes will not be in operation from from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. on Saturday, and service will resume from 4 p.m. until midnight. The Cherry Route will operate regular service hours south of Henrietta Street. And no injuries are reported after a home in northeast Baltimore caught fire on Thursday night. City fire crews were called to the 5400 block of Summerfield Avenue shortly before 10 p.m., where they found heavy smoke and fire coming from the two-story building. Three residents were able to safely exit the home, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. And Maryland's lone Republican in Congress is again calling for the elimination of COVID-era health care subsidies. Andy Harris says the enhanced created tremendous distortions in the marketplace and added millions of people to Obamacare who didn't even qualify. His comments came as Senate Democrats again blocked a spending measure to end the government shutdown, saying they want discussions to begin on extending the subsidies. Chris Van Hollen says the Senate is ready whenever Donald Trump wants to come to the table to reopen the government and prevent a health care crisis in America. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Ciao, amici. Delegate Nino Mangione, join me as I am the official master of ceremonies at the Italian Heritage Fall Festival. That is Saturday, October 18th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the historic Towson Courthouse Square. Dive into the mouthwatering Italian food, raise a glass in the beer and wine garden, and don't miss the legendary sausage eating contest. There's live music all day with the Great Train Robbery and the Manaldi Brothers. Explore the Italian Cultural Center, celebrate Italian-American heritage, shop local vendors, and bring the little ones to the children's area. Saturday, October 18th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the historic Towson Courthouse Square. It's free admission, fun for the entire family. Visit ItalianHeritageFallFestival.com. Again, that is ItalianHeritageFallFestival.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Been a good ride this morning in both the tunnels and still in the clear. Absolutely no delays, 95 or 895 southbound. All the lanes are open. Your traffic northbound is clear as well. A little slowing on the Beltway. Parkville side earlier was slowed down just a bit and was backing up. There was a broken down vehicle. I just saw it clear to the shoulder at the ramp at Perrin Parkway. So now that's gone. I thought it was going to be in the road for a minute. The inner loop at Green Spring still backed up there, and the west side is I-70 down to Route 40. It's better now after Frederick Road heading down the hill towards 95. 95 northbound, construction delays there, and it will be slow in Harford County at Route 24 at the 76-mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're starting off chilly for your Friday morning. Frost advisories for Carroll County and temps in the 30s and 40s. Heading into the afternoon, more sunshine, temps a little bit warmer, and warming up nicely for the weekend with rain returning Sunday night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Even with the Ravens on the bye this weekend, it's a big weekend in sports. Coming up, a pair of games tonight in the MLB playoffs. Dodgers going to try to close out the Brewers after taking a 3-0 lead last night. The ALCS is tight, though, as the Jays squared up with the Mariners at two games apiece. 8-2 was the final in Seattle last night. Now, college football this weekend, it's homecoming day in Annapolis, and the sellout crowd will have a 6-0 Navy team to celebrate as the Mids host FAU, but head coach Brian Newberry cautions.
All of our goals are still out in front of us, and they know that, but they also know we've got to become a better football team. We got to coach better, and they've got to play better, and so everything we got to do moving forward to make that happen.
Maryland, meanwhile, travels 2,630 miles this weekend for a Rose Bowl showdown with what, according to head coach Mike Locksley, is suddenly a dangerous UCLA.
You can tell they're playing very fearless. They're playing as if they have nothing to lose.
And don't forget the Baltimore Running Festival if you're so inclined, but major road closures will be on Saturday. The 5K race starts at 7:30 a.m. near McKeldin Square. The marathon and the 10K begin at 8 a.m. near the Brooks Robinson statue outside Camden Yards. The half marathon kicks off at 9:30 at the intersection of Pratt and Calvert. It should be all over by about 3 p.m. And finally, we all know the Ravens at 1-5, not the way we we expected it to be. But thank God we don't have this guy for a coach. Just listen to this.
Like, I think I'm not worried about the team staying together.
That's Mike. All of us. That's Mike McDaniel, the head coach. Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Now compare that to John Harbaugh.
All of us have a massive sense of urgency.
Back to McDaniel.
Like, I think I'm not worried about the team.
Can you imagine if we had that guy here? Okay.
Both teams, focus problem.
Both teams, by the way, are 1-5, and they play each other on October 30th. All right, Friday football pick 'em. Here we go. The records are not good.
No.
So we're not going to even mention the records.
I agree with that.
We will go to the games. How about, Sean, we'll start with you. Eagles and Vikings.
Eagles are in a tailspin. I'm going to go with the Vikings at home.
Okay, you're going with that. Mags?
I have to be true. They're my second favorite, too, our boys, and I say the Eagles are going to win.
They're your favorite? My God.
Second favorite.
Second. Okay, second favorite. I'm going with Philly, too, by the way. Mags, what about Colts and Chargers? As she writes.
Oh, man. I thought you were... Oh, my goodness. No, I'm talking about... Here we go. You're not going to like it. You just said not to mention it, but... I say the Colts because of the record.
All right. Sean?
Chargers at home.
I'm going with the Colts. Commanders and Cowboys, Sean?
I got to go with the Skins.
Okay.
Yeah, they win, lose. They're due for a win.
Magi, how about you?
I say the Cowboys.
I see the Cowboys, too. And Sean, what about Falcons and Niners?
Niners.
Mm-hmm.
And me, have to go with the uniform thing. I like the Falcons.
I like the Falcons, too, and I hope they wear the red helmets.
Still likes the bird.
Guy, me too.
Guys, what can I say?
Guys and gals, have a great weekend.
You do the same, Gary.
And that is Stein on Sports.
8:37, you're on Casey and Company.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:38, 22 minutes now for the hour of 9 o'clock. Casey and Company, now time to go on the house. Delegate Nino Mangione is with us once again. Good morning, Nino.
Good morning, Sean. Happy Friday, my friend.
Indeed, happy Friday. First up, big Italian festival coming up tomorrow.
Yes, there is. The weather is looking good. I am the MC of the event. It is a lot of fun. Everybody should come on out. Bring the family. You have great Italian food, local vendors, live music, the Bonaldi Brothers, the Great Train Robbery. The food, they have the wine and beer garden. They have everything you need to enjoy a beautiful Saturday. It's at the Towson Courthouse right there. It's a free event, by the way, Sean. So there's no charge. You may have to pay $5 for parking if you can't find it on the street. But the event is completely free.
Yeah, there's no
for
admission.
Everyone to come and join.
Yeah, there's no admission charge, right?
No admission charge. Yes, that's
right. I think you start fasting today with all the great Italian food that there's going to be there tomorrow. It's just incredible.
Yep, you're exactly right. It should be a lot of fun. And I also, before we get into the issues of the day, Sean, because we were mutual friends with the great Martha Kleiman.
Yes.
I was able to go over former delegate, a true patriot, a fighter for our values, and I went to her funeral viewing last night, spoke to some members of her family. She was a remarkable lady, and I wanted to mention because she passed away last week.
She did, and she was a great friend of WCBM and I remember she used to call in all the time with Frank and I and Tom Marr, and she was outspoken, and she was patriotic, and she was principled, as conservative as you could find, we sorely missed her in Annapolis when she decided to retire, but she used to call in frequently, and I'm going to miss her. And to her family and friends, it is our sympathies, condolences.
I was taking a tour of Mercy Ridge, where she spent the last 7 or 8 years of her life, and they gave me a tour, and I ran into Martha, and she's like, come on, you're coming over here, you're sitting down and having lunch with me. I couldn't say no to Martha.
Right.
Of course, I had lunch, and she was telling me some of the good political stories of the days, and yeah, exactly what you just mentioned. She used to call in WCBM, and it was an honor when she endorsed my campaign for office as well. So God bless her.
Strong woman, absolutely. So let's get to it. Anthony Brown now is sending out this memo reminding sheriffs and law enforcement that they're not supposed to help ICE in any way, shape, or form. Already Sheriff Lewis in Wicomico, Sheriff Giller in Harford are pushing back at this whole thing. What are your thoughts?
Well, thank you, Sheriff Lewis and Sheriff Giller. This prioritizing of these political stunts by Anthony Brown, the Attorney General, over real public safety. It is shameful, this misuse of tax dollars, the staff's time, really the misuse of the authority of his office. First, number one, I don't think these are even binding on the local law enforcement. That's what I read in the article this morning from my great friend and the Carroll County State's Attorney. He said this back in January because Brown pulled a similar guidance. It was just downright dumb. And Carroll, you mentioned there, I know Carroll County, Cecil, Frederick, Harford, and Wicomico County with Sheriff Lewis, they've agreed to partner with the federal government here in ICE. And their communities are lucky to have public servants both in office and in law enforcement in their communities who actually prioritize safety, because this is pathetic. It's pathetic that only a few counties in our state actually team up with the federal government and ICE. Number one, it's absolutely pathetic that Baltimore County does not have a 287G agreement, which is one of the many reasons we need Pat Dyer, by the way, as county executive. But this is very important. You have the law enforcement officer here, basically, in the sense that Anthony Brown, the attorney general, who was supposed to be prosecuting criminals, telling our law enforcement officers, the brave men and women of our police throughout the state, not to work with them. Where here's what happens. When you cooperate with ICE, it's very simple. I mean, honor the ICE detainers. You can participate in these local task force where you can go out and apprehend. I'm sure people have seen videos of it. Apprehend those individuals violating our immigration law. The local departments can participate with sharing information. I mean, full participation in these 287G agreements, it's such a great cooperation. It allows ICE to enforce the law with the help of our law enforcement officers. And all Anthony Brown wants to do is go after Trump and protect illegal aliens in our communities. And it's unbelievable. He should be concerned, Sean, about the several high-profile murders that has happened in just last 4 or 5 years in the state of Maryland. You've covered these. We've had guests on WCBM. Rachel Morin, of course, the mother of five raped and murdered. We all know that story in Bel Air on the Trail. You had Kayla Hamilton. I've spoken, met with her mother, raped and murdered in Aberdeen by this sick, murderous illegal alien from El Salvador. He pled guilty. I think he was sentenced for 70 years or more. You had that beautiful girl out of Prince George's County that was 19 years old, Dakara Thompson, who could have been anybody in the listening audience. It could be their daughter, right, their granddaughter, anyone in the radio audience from Prince George County. And yet Anthony Brown, the Democrat. And that's just three that I remember just off the top of my head.
Hold that thought for a second. Danilo, got to pause for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker standing by.
Back up towards Annapolis is clear now. I-97 at Route 32. All of that is gone. The sunshine, not a problem now. We're good through Annapolis from the Bay Bridge over towards I-97. A little slow yet on the Beltway on the interloop towards Green Spring. Everybody else is fine. Both the tunnels are completely clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today. We're going up into the 60s. And we had a chilly start. As you know by now, if you hit it out the front door, it's 46 and sunny in the Bel Air. The warmest spot is in Ocean City, windy and 51. Talking with Delegate Nino Mangione, we're on the house here this morning talking about Anthony Brown reminding law enforcement, don't you dare lift a finger to help ICE in any way, shape, or form. And what happens in these cases, because you mentioned some of the counties that do participate. You know, there are three different levels of the 287G program, and not all of them are full participants. Some are a little bit what I call 287G. G light. But the other counties that don't participate, the illegals know that who's participating and who isn't. So, you know, they then flock to those counties that they know local law enforcement isn't going to be assisting ICE. And therefore, you put your own county and your own residents and constituents in jeopardy by not participating in, I'd say, Prince George's or Montgomery or Anne Arundel counties, right?
Sean, that's exactly right, and that's actually a point I've made about the state of Maryland in general. We're not a border state, but we've become a border state because of the policies of the Maryland legislature, the governor. They've enticed and encouraged, and this goes back for years, especially back to the Martin O'Malley days, for example. And we start off, you give licenses, then in-state tuition, and then you do, you basically become a full-blown sanctuary state. You go, and then you have attorney generals like Anthony Brown who are giving out memos and ordinance basically saying not to cooperate with ICE, with their law enforcement. All of these things are what adds up to turn us into a border state where we have more and more individuals here illegally, and then you end up with cases like Rachel Moore and like Kayla Hamilton, like Dakara Thompson, and that's what I've been trying to fight. I mean, that's been something, I mean, I went to the border. I've seen this. This problem has been around for 20, 30 years or more, but it's only getting worse in the state of Maryland, and this type of leadership from Anthony Brown, violating, encouraging more violation of our immigration law, it's really sad, and it's just not a surprise anymore, and that's the problem.
Yeah. On to Governor Moore. There's a banner poll out this week, and his approval rating at 54%, but that's a little soft when you factor in the disapproval on crime, on taxes, on cost of living here in the state of Maryland, and not to mention how his cabinet turnover is now one-third of his cabinet is left, and his state agencies are in disarray. Again, is this going to be a big issue going into Annapolis for the next session?
Well, Sean, you make a great point there. We'll get to the state agencies in a second because that's one issue that is really run amok right now is government inefficiency. But, yeah, you're right. This poll just came out, and there's a majority of Marylanders that approve, not a surprise, it's a small majority of the governor because it's a Democrat state. That's why it's not a surprise. But with that said, they struggle to identify any of his achievements, number one, and more people disapprove of his handling on the big pocketbook issues, which are always the number one issues, right? Utility costs, more people disapprove. More people disapprove of his handling in taxes, and that absolutely should be the case. Housing costs, but let's go back. They struggle to identify his achievements. I could probably identify a few of his achievements, starting with number one, he blew through a $5 billion surplus.
Right.
He raised, and what, here's another achievement. He raised, and this is why myself and more, the majority of Marylanders don't agree with him, he raised a record number of taxes and fees, 338 to be exact, and the largest tax increase in Maryland's history. We've talked about that time and time again, and anybody running for governor should be crushing him on the fact that he raised taxes $1.6 billion. Here's another accomplishment, right? He lost Maryland's AAA bond rating. He's failed to create any energy policy. I mean, we all know the fact is he's holding us captive with the legislature, these environmental extremist policies. And now, but what you talked about is the inefficient government at the state level with these audits that keep coming out. You have the Social Service Administration where the sex offenders were in foster homes. Seven registered sex offenders, a person with a murder conviction, were living in homes with foster children. Thousands of foster kids missed basic medical and dental checkups. You had issues, of course, still going on with the hundreds of children placed in these hotels. We talked, I spoke with Kim Klasick the other day a little bit about that work group that was supposed to be finished by early October. They haven't even met yet. You have the state highway audit, Sean, that we talked about with the $360 million in unapproved costs going to these federal projects. And, well, 3,500% increase of these unauthorized spending. And just from 24 to 25, you had employees earning overtime pay more than half of their regular salary. And it goes down. You had DJS. The audit was horrible. They mismanaged state building leases. The juvenile services, you had these contractors and not getting the criminal background checks. But what we did have the governor do, we have to say, is have a great time floating around on Clooney's boat, and I guess traveling the country campaigning for Kamala Harris and president.
Yeah, he's
and
up in Jersey. He's up in Jersey now.
Now he's going to Jersey campaigning for Democrats. He's giving speeches in D.C., I guess, for the National Black Caucus and out with the billionaires in Idaho. But, yeah, Maryland state government, your tax dollars, you know, crime, the main issues that increase your quality of life. Yeah, we have to say I'm surprised it's I'm not surprised in Democrat state, but that 54%, I would think, will continue to decline.
Well, the point is Marylanders are in a dark mood based on these taxes and cost of living, so there's a story to be told there. On the House, with Delegate Nino Mangione. We'll talk to you next Friday, Nino.
Have a great weekend, Sean.
You do the same. Enjoy the Italian Festival. 8:51, time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, hey, three-year-old in Michigan used his mom's phone to save his mom's life. She had a seizure, collapsed this month, so he used her iPhone to FaceTime a friend to get help. He even knew to put the phone screen close to his mom's face to unlock it. Here's the woman who had the seizure, Chantel Woods, her friend Kaya, the 911 call, and then people from the community commenting on what happened.
He's just my hero, and he just a smart kid, and I'm just proud. He had to unlock my phone, and he called Kaya. And I realized that something wasn't right, so something told me to just hurry up, jump up, and come across the parking lot. Kaya, Kaya, help mommy, help mommy.
Oakland County 911, what is the address of the emergency?
No, I need the EMS here right now.
They're on the way for you. Keep breathing.
Okay.
Man, he can get ice cream for the rest of the year, man. That's so real. That's so good, man.
I was surprised, but also I'm happy that he knew what to do in that moment. It's just amazing.
It is amazing. That's our feel-good news segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6. Friday 10 to 1 and Sunday 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
Your projects, our experts, the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show, October 17th through 19th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. 3 days only to meet face-to-face with more than 300 trusted local experts and discover great deals, new ideas, and practical advice. See Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt from HGTV's 100 Day Dream Home and tour the Tiny Living Square for inspirational small space living. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show. Buy tickets online and save at mdfallhomeandgarden.com.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit vinnysteele.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. By the grace of God, tomorrow it is finally Friday, and our usual cast of characters combined with what's happening in the news, the ebullient Barry Walter, the brilliant and hilarious Tony Kennett from the Daily Signal, from Hollywood in Toto, Christian Toto as well. Don't miss it.
You're the greatest guy in the whole galaxy.
Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic and weather on the 3's update. Final update of the Friday morning rush hour with the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Had a report there may be debris on the Beltway. One report said inner loop around Providence and Loch Raven. Then there was a report there may be something on the outer loop. And the cameras have been looking around. I saw more of a backup, really, on the outer loop coming down the hill from Perrin Parkway. It looks like now whatever it was has corrected itself, and we should be okay through there. Had a little bit of slowing left over right around Greenspring, and then the west side was also getting better. on the Beltway between I-70 and headed down the hill to Frederick Road. Absolutely clear this morning. Very good shape right now at both the Harford tunnels. No late problems through Annapolis. You're going north into Harford County. The contractor is working there, and they work during the day northbound I-95 at Route 24, 76-mile marker northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. A little chilly to start today, but it'll warm up. Sunny, 65 a little bit later on. Right now, sunny and 48 in the city, 47 in Bel Air. Kim Klasick live is thought out from yesterday's putting social.
Yes. Oh, huh? My gosh, John. We had a great time.
Great.
Yes. It was so much fun. I was shocked because, you know, of course, I went down there to Turf Valley before with Jonathan because we were practicing on some of the putting greens. But what they did is they kind of made it like an obstacle course. I don't know who set all that up, but I loved every second of it.
So it was like putt-putt.
Almost, but much harder. Okay. Much harder. It was crazy. Well, anyways, I thought Andy and Jonathan, everybody did a great job. Thank you all those that came out. We had a lot of fun. The food was great.
Good.
The conversation was great. You know, Tim Herb was there with RBC Wealth Management.
Sure.
He had his partner there. They had a great time. And, of course, we had some great winners, too. So I was so happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, good. It was a great event, and thanks to folks at Turf and everybody that came out. Appreciate it.
No. Hopefully we'll do it again next year. Of course, we'll talk about that a little bit more. Also, this jeweler that is in Canton that defended his jewelry store. And a lot of people are discussing this online, Sean. You probably saw it because people are wondering, you know, in this case, especially in a state like Maryland, was this self-defense? And I look at the situation because, of course, you know me, I start Googling everything and I'm going, I'm going around and I'm thinking, you know what? If he lived there, wouldn't he qualify under the Castle Doctrine?
Yes, he would. And the fact is that was there a weapon found on the burglar?
So I didn't see that part, and I kept watching.
But
the
guy's
got
career priors,
right? And he did break through the glass at the front door, so I thought he had to have something.
Said, right, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like whether it was a hammer or what, I don't know.
He fired a warning shot.
Yeah, he did.
And that wasn't enough, and then the guy stood up, and he's now taking a permanent dirt nap.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that because a lot of people have been weighing in whether or not this jewelry store owner will be fined in court. And of course, you know, we've talked about this before.
Right.
The way the state is set up when it comes to the Second Amendment, people are afraid to defend themselves and their property because of what you might go through.
Yeah, there are insurance policies for that as well.
Yeah.
You know, for liability. So that's a fascinating story.
Yeah. No, we'll talk about that. And then also, you know, people are talking about the Baltimore Running Festival. And, you know, not that I want to run, but, you know, they're allowing these No Kings protesters to show up and protest. That's going to go with the question of the day. Is that all right? Is that okay? See, I thought about this. If I were in this marathon, even if I was left wing, I paid for it up front, right? I've been training for this. This is a big deal for me. I don't know if I would want to even see the protesters there as a Democrat if that was the case.
Well, here's the thing. They have a right to protest. It's guaranteed under the First Amendment. My concern is if bad actors show up like Antifa or something that looks to disrupt.
And we don't have the police force to handle it.
Right.
So, I don't know. We're going to talk about that today and, of course, so much more.
Okay. Kim Klasick Live.
Thanks.
Coming up next at 9 o'clock, we'll be tuned. Kim's always got a great and entertaining, informative show. Law Offices of Michael Lee Freeman, want to remind you that serious accidents are really a proverbial minefield of complicated, overlapping issues. And you really do need the assistance of accomplished attorneys like Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman in the firm, because some folks try to do it on their own, and invariably what happens is they mess it up. They make a mistake that damages their claim or their case, and sometimes permanently, sometimes it can be rehabilitated, often not. So the best advice I can give you, and I've given it to my family, friends, and colleagues here, just pick up the phone, call Michael if you're involved in a serious accident resulting in serious injury. One of the top 10 personal injury law firms, best law firms in the state of Maryland each and every year. 410-363-6840. Again, toll free 1-800-782-7203 and online at maflaw.com. For the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman, serving Marylanders for over 40 years. Thanks so much for tuning in, calling in, and texting and emailing in this week. We'll see you Monday morning at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.